Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
When Ariel Sharon said, "I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress," it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your power?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live?
I know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you played all of your dues.
I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonize your marijuana and prescribe your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic will of theory. All the spectacular, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's a dream come to pass.
machine guns and black ski masks, and you've got your little national ID cards, slaves.
They wanna put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master and the same script. Alternative lifestyles are fun that they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games as their games fit. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type. Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hellbent on bringing you their new world order with them. Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
You got big cluster bombs for your third world slums. Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said pull it. Bet your Liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they committing are draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick. They've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips, and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
Do you know how to keep your children safe? We'll tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
Ah, what's happening, everybody? This is the Ron Rick Show. How's it going? This is Ron Rick, your host, for the lovely Monday evening it is. Ha-ha. Wow, what a day it's been. But anyway, man, anyway, nice to see everybody here tonight. It's cool. You know, not much to say on the bullshit, but guess what? We got a lot of it coming up. You know how the show works. We get a little crazy, we get a little stupid, we have fun, but we get educated. We educate each other, we get information with each other, one another, because we sure ain't getting it from mass media. It sure ain't telling you nothing but bullshit. Anyway, I can't keep dragging this on. You know how I do that. Every time I start dragging on, start talking about this and that, blah, 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 blah. I got to bring on the number one co-host on the planet, on the internet, on BTR, and I'm so always happy to hear her voice. It is our co-host from Delaware, at Toinette. Hello,
Hey, Ron. I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Dinner, not bad, and, you know, ready to do the show. I was running behind, so I missed George's show, so I feel bad about that. But, you know,
pardon me?
The life cycle. I missed George's Firefox Newsnight.
Yes,
you know,
he
did. Yeah, I just got, like I said, it's been a rush to show, so I'm sorry, I missed out. I have to pick it up in the archives. But anyway, I'm here, and I guess you can see the topic for the night.
Yes.
But we have another caller. Let's bring this one in.
Okay.
And it's our buddy Kilroy. What's up,
hello,
Mike?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Well,
pretty
thank
good.
You.
How are you doing,
yourself?
Man?
Oh, we're doing all right. Laid-back day today. Pretty easy going.
Well, it ain't average Monday.
Yep. Sleepy day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it rained here most of the day, which is actually great. Didn't have to water nothing. That was kind of cool. but you know, still have things to do.
It didn't rain here.
So, did y'all catch the topic of the night? How you like that?
Yeah, you have to read the description for folks. So
the description?
Yes,
oh,
for anyone that didn't catch it.
Well, the topic is Pope excommunicates Italian mafia members. And I laugh not loud. And I stated, you got to be kidding. So, anyway, description on it. It's Monday, and the bullshit gets deeper. This has got to be a joke. How can the Pope kick out a crime family when he's the head of a bigger crime family? Should it be a control thing? Is it a turf war? Don't miss the event. Sunday, see the fight of all fights at the Vatican Arena. Tickets on sale right now. Call the Vatican Arena to get your ticket right now. So, it's just that's how funny it was to me when I read that article. That was just straight up crazy. Wow. You know, can you see what it's like in every mob hangout right now? Can you believe what the Pope said? Yeah, well, whatever happened to forgive and repent and all that shit? Was that left out of the church and I missed it? You can't repent from your sins and be forgiven? Ain't that how it's supposed to work? Ain't that how the plan's set up? So that don't make no sense to me.
No.
Why would the Pope say something like that? Really?
I don't know. I don't know what they're up to. What's going on? There's always something behind the scenes that we don't see the rest of.
Okay.
I'm sure of that. But just to publish that and, you know, give it to the media or whatever. Little tidbits you give off. We know ain't the truth. Oh, wow.
Ron, do you have that link that I gave you with News with Views? No, not News with Views. Before it's news.
I have not been in my...
if not, I'll get it. I'll get it. That's okay.
Okay. That's cool. But yeah, I was just like, you know, excommunicate. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a lot going on behind the scenes
members?
There.
Is that what they do with cult members? Excommunicate with them? If you're in a cult? I mean, I don't know. Excommunicating deal.
Well, that means that you're no longer allowed to be a part of.
Well, that's what it's saying here. It's what the Pope's saying to them. You're kicked out. You know?
Yeah.
You can't go to none of our franchise churches like McDonald's.
That is correct. Or maybe, you know, they're like the Jehovah Witnesses. Thank you, Cog, but that wasn't... Thank you, Cog, for that link, but this is the one that I'm talking about. The European rurals are killing naked children for fun as human hunting, and they are in court in Brussels regarding this now, where they have some Pope members and different ones that are a part of this. I put the link in there for y'all.
They're hunting children for fun.
They're hunting children for fun.
And where is this happening?
It is happening. Okay, wait a minute, and I'll tell you the exact places, okay? A series of articles. They're in court now. Wait a minute. The regular knife circle child sacrifice were said to take place at the catacombs of Catholic cathedrals, the Vatican, on private estates and groves and government military bases in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Australia, Ireland, France, England, and the U.S. At least 34 child mass grave sites were identified in Ireland, Spain, and Canada. But I did put the link in there, Mike, if you're still in the chat room.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go in here.
Yeah.
Brussels. I see it. I don't know how many years I got left, but it looks like this is going to be an interesting world we're in.
I'm telling you. It's a terrible thing. That is truly a terrible thing. And a person that I was talking to earlier, they had told me, they said it reminded them of the movie Purge, the movie trailer Purge.
Yeah.
I guess that's like the Hunger Games. I've never seen either one. You know, where they take a day or, you know, so many hours where you can kill as many people and do as many things as you can during that time. And to
Jesus.
Do this for fun.
I don't even know what to say. What is anyone else commenting on this? Has the BBC come out on it? Reuters, have they said anything? Or is there only one
this,
article?
This came out today. I just got this today.
Let's see if anything comes out over the next week, if more comes out about it exposing it. Because, I mean, Europe is pretty liberal, and I'd be surprised if nobody comes out, speaks up against this. And Interpol, yeah, I'd be amazed if Interpol doesn't come out and say, what the hell is this? Unless they're all in on it, which I find hard, insane to even think that.
Yeah, I mean, I would truly hope that this is a terrible hoax. You know, I would rather for it to be a terrible hoax to think that this is actually going on. But, you know, even in the in this article, it names different popes and everything that were involved in these activities.
I mean,
and,
you know, for them to, if it was some sort of like an article from The Onion or something, I'd expect it to be released out of Texas with the headline something like, shortage of wild boars prompts Texans to use taxi drivers and 7-Eleven attendants for hunting. Okay,
yeah.
No, I'd see that and say, okay, now we know that's fake.
Right.
Although that would be interesting because you could put glow-in-the-dark stickers on the back of the turbans and tell them to zigzag. But, okay, we know that's not going to happen. But children?
Yes, and, I mean, here it has, amnesty has been offered to citizens or employees of the Vatican, Crown of England, churches or governments willing to give sworn testimony or evidence that leads to the persecution of these global elites suspected of committing crimes.
Huh.
And it even tells you the court available through the ICLCJ court. Because I believe they're in common court.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. This is beyond insane.
Yeah, but they have, you know, the contact officers of the court.
Right.
Or ICT, you know, at the end of the article, the last paragraph, it, you know, gives you the field secretary's name, their email address, and phone numbers.
It's crazy.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man.
Is this why, I mean,
it shouldn't shock you. It shouldn't shock you. They would do something that ignorant. You know, they're not human. They don't care, you know, so.
No.
I mean, they have to be non-human to do shit like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of walk around the planet, you know, just because they think they got it all. They can do anything they want when they want. That's bullshit. That's big bullshit. So,
yeah. I think we'll hear, if there's something to this and it's proven, we're going to hear more about it. I mean,
yeah,
I'd love
absolutely.
To see them rounded up and cleaned out.
Oh, mm-hmm. I would too, most definitely.
Right.
You know, I don't think any child, you know, of any age needs to have to go through anything like that. I don't even think an adult should have to go through anything like that.
No.
You know, and for sport, you know.
Although the taxi driver idea, that is interesting, but yeah, okay, we'll leave that alone. That.
What taxi driver? I missed that, Mike.
When I said about if they ran out of wild boars to hunt in Texas. Ahmed, run out there. Zigzag a little bit, though. Make it interesting. Just run real fast and zigzag.
Well, you know, if you want to hear something funny, you know, like we have a tourist season here. You know, the tourists come down to Branson, Missouri.
Yep.
And one time I've seen a bumper sticker in one of the gift shops there. You know, they have tons of those over place in Branson. But this one said, if it's tourist season, why can't we hunt them?
See?
I'm going to bring someone else in with us. Do y'all mind You ready for that?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, okay, we're really upset this.
We're ready. Lord, forgive me. Okay, I'm sorry. 832, I'm letting you on now. Hello, 832. Can we have your name?
Yeah, this is Ron, Guff Dogs. I'm not here to upset nobody.
Hi, how are you?
Guff Dogs!
Hey, you are somebody.
I just, you know, the satanic stuff, that link you posted is satanic. And, you know, it's something that's been going on for a long, long time. I mean, it's just something that, you know, it's covered up. You don't hear about it in the media. It's usually something that... it's something that goes on by the elite.
Yeah,
elite atheist. You know, if somebody tells you they're atheist, okay, whenever they tell me they're atheist, I used to say, okay, well, I respect your opinion, but now... when I hear somebody say I'm atheist, I immediately think satanic, because usually that's what they're – I mean, they are basically somebody anti-God. Anybody that hates God, that don't believe in God, well, there's something going on there. You hate God, but yet you don't believe in him. I can't figure that part out. Why do you hate God if you don't believe in him?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a weird question. How can you hate something you don't believe in? That don't make no sense.
That's usually my first argument I throw in their face. They want to talk about how they hate God. I said, how can you hate something you don't believe in? Usually they don't have an answer, or they come just like left hard. They go off the deep end, you know, and try to justify what they're saying. So,
I don't know. There's a lot to. You know what? When I lived in Colorado and I was working that gig in Vail, I ended up with an old book. It was a leather-bound book, and it had all sorts of weird incantations in it. It had weird shit in it. But anyway, there was a bunch of instructions in there on how to raise this demon and you had to create a pentacle and you had to. So myself and one of the other guys in the band, we were kids. We started getting all the stuff together to do it, and we figured, what the hell? I mean, when it snows up there, Colorado up in the mountains, it's snow. You don't do anything. Unless you're skiing or something, you're snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get bored, and we said, okay, we'll do this, and you got to get a black candle, and I forget what else. There was a list of stuff. We get it together, and we're getting ready, and I got my Ithaca Model 37 and a whole bunch of double odd buck, and one of the guys in the band said, what are you doing? I said, well, it says here that this thing materializes and we're okay as long as we stay in the circle. But if it materializes in front of me and I don't like the expression on its face, I'm going to spread it out on the wall. And then we all sat there looking at each other and went, you know what? Maybe this isn't a good idea. So we never ended up doing it. We chickened out.
I would have too. Don't feel bad.
These satanic things, people are playing with stuff they shouldn't be playing with. They were razzing me for a while. Spread it out on the wall if you don't like its expression. Well, I don't know. It says it materializes. How do I know it's going to materialize?
Yeah, materialize into what? And to do what?
Yeah, I don't think Double Odd Buck would have made any. If something did happen, I don't think Double Odd Buck would have made a difference.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. But
I tell you, all that demonic mess, don't bring it in my house.
Hey, there's people that are into that stuff, and this society is, you know, we have, like Guff Dogs just said, you know, a lot of people, we used to condone it and say, well, that's okay, whatever. No, not anymore. No, I agree, we shouldn't be condoning it.
Well,
I just want to say congratulations to the Pumpkin for 20 years, or 20-year wedding anniversary. That's pretty cool. I could only make it 10 years, and I had to cut ties.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Pumpkin. 20 years. Oh man. I don't know. I made it through the 20-year deal. Now I'm on the 26th, and man, I just don't see the 27th.
You're on the lifetime plan. You're on the lifetime.
No, I ain't.
Yes,
my marriage license expires. So
you know what? You keep on messing with Mrs. Rec. I told you I'm gonna have a talk with her. I'm going to have to tell her, you're going to have to really listen to these shows and listen to the things that your husband is saying.
Yeah, thank you.
Miss Ron Rick, yeah, probably on the back porch with a shotgun.
No, I thought good.
Yeah.
Not on the back porch. I mean, yeah, I have some on the back porch a time before. The guns are bad, and Tay. I don't generally carry weapons very often. Just when I leave the house, usually. But, remember, I live in the Ozarks. I live in the mountains, in the forests. And you never know what you'll find in your yard, trust me.
Yeah.
I got a lot of pictures of things that have been out here over the last 15 years. Yeah. But, no, I don't use them to, I don't, the right to carry and all that bullshit, I care less. I don't, whatever. I just don't, I'm not a gun fanatic, put it that way.
Right.
But
you see where their place in society is. You're not an anti-gun person that says, no, this should all be done away with. No.
Right,
no.
Right.
But you're not a collector. You appreciate it. You view it as a tool, and that's it. But there are others of us that are collectors that, that we're into it. And
well,
I guess that makes...
That's most of mine are as a collection. It's not, nothing that I want to use. And I have some that you use around the property, but not very often. Just happens, it happens,
Right.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes. I mean, you get something come to your property and tearing something up, well,
Yeah.
You just got to take care of it. And that's, the law allows that. It's legal, I'm not one to break no laws. But I don't care because I'm not breaking the law, but, they might say something different. Who knows? You had the hammer cocked once, and that's illegal. Some shit like that. It's a double lock.
Right.
But, I don't know, man. Just like I said, it's just a tool. Just like most of the animals out here, these are actual tools, survival tools, and like my dogs, the same thing, they're a tool too. Everything has a purpose. Nothing
goes to
waste.
They have a soul.
Yeah, but they're also, turn into part of your family, though.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But everybody has, they have a place and a purpose. And it's not that I train them that way, it's just nature itself does this. I mean, you don't have to do this. You don't have to train an animal completely to obey you. Sometimes you want, but not, full-blown craziness, and the dog's scared to death of you. I've seen people train their dogs like that, and that's just not cool. I don't think that nature itself is will provide the school for these animals. Like my dogs, they don't ever leave this property. You know what I mean? And they're not trained. They're not trained to leave. I mean, they know where the grocery bowl is, and they got that covered, but they don't run off the highway. They don't, run up down to the neighbor's place, nothing like that. But, we do have strange animals show up here. I've seen a dog run down the street, the highway here, three or four times. Don't know where he's going, but he takes a trip. He'll run all the way down the highway and run all the way back. I don't know where he's going.
Maybe he has a little girlfriend down there or something.
Well, wherever he's going, he's got a long trip to get there. My nearest neighbor's a mile away. So,
that's
a long, long run, he doesn't bother me. He doesn't come on property. That's only party on, man. Free will, bro. It's all yours. It's public access, even though you're not part of the public, but I consider you are. I've had boars and hit the property, we've got bears out here, stuff like that, so just never know. It's a safety thing, too. You've got to think about it. Something that big, something snatch your ass. You ain't going to have much opportunity to fight it by yourself. You better have some help.
Yeah.
Sometimes take a firearm, so there you go. But yeah.
I put the link back in the chat room for the people that just came in.
I have to decide myself on this Catholic kick out. I don't get it.
Well, you got to remember the Pope has a lot of power, though. Look, he has the power to kick out all world leaders. Remember, because he's supposed to be standing as God on earth.
Yep.
So the Pope has a lot of powers. He can come to the States and tell Obama he's out of office. Clean out the White House.
I don't think he'd have that power. They'd look at him funny if he tried that.
He can get he can kick out any officer, he can hire, not hire, but he can clean house. He can kick them all out.
That's what they say. I'm
going to pull up the law for you.
I did a lot of research on that. That's, you know, the Vatican has a lot of power.
Yeah, but they don't have the power over our judiciary and over our government.
It doesn't matter. He controls all of that.
Vatican,
all of that is under the Vatican.
They have no power over the United States government. Our Constitution doesn't mention the Vatican anywhere in it. It's not recognized. It's not an entity. I mean, Catholicism, the Catholic Church, is not the state religion. It has no power in the United States. They can't do anything like that.
Well, you got to figure, what has more money than anybody on the planet?
Oh, yeah, the Church does. I'm sure the church religion does, but
the one with the more money controls the people. It controls government. It controls everything. That's the problem. That's what people seem to say. That'd be more like the shadow government we didn't know about. You know what I mean? The one behind the curtain. Think about it. You know what I mean?
But Obama took the government on directly.
Another link in for y'all.
I don't know.
Remember Obama took the government on when he said that with the Obamacare, that now people would have to offer birth control, and the church went, what?
Right.
And that was a big mess. Didn't work. They said, no, we're not. This is how it is. This is a law. We don't care. And they're like, no. It was the government.
That's true. Mike, I'm going to put, I want you to look at this link, okay, please?
All right.
I just put it in the chat room.
Hang on.
Okay, take your time.
Hold on. Let me go back to chat room. Okay.
Okay, and we can walk through this.
Yeah, where's the Vatican in here?
Hey, Gunslinger, what's happening, man?
Okay, are you in the...
Yeah.
Do you see the
link I just put
in?
Yeah, I'm looking at the list, but it looks like a list somebody made up. It's not an official... It's not, like, issued by the Department of Justice, Washington.
But look in the executive order. You know, they,
The Pope can abolish... That's a nice claim to say
then,
that. How come it's ecclesiastic law? It's not United States.
Because it's the Catholic law.
That's their law. That's good. They can make up any law that they want. It's not going to have effect on our judicial system. Our government will look at it and go, that's nice of you to do that. Thank you. It doesn't have any power over here. It's toothless.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's an ecclesiastic ruling. It's kind of bizarre for them to even come out and say that.
Yeah.
It's basically a religion trying to make a statement that they are in control.
Right.
No, religion is in control of this country because religion, I mean, when you look at the whole thing of religion, Catholics, Christians, all of them, I mean, none of them are the true religion. When I say that, and I'm trying to think of a better word, but you know, there's a higher power. You can worship the way you want to, but there. I just said in the chat room, there's only one way. If a person really believes, I'm a Christian. Okay, I'm not Catholic. I'm a Christian, and I believe there's only one way to make it to that next level. Call it what you want to say. Call it heaven. Okay, and that's a personal relationship between you and Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's a belief I have, and other
that's
people might believe differently. Other people might think of it differently. Okay. Because I do not believe, like with the Catholic religion, I do not believe you can go to a pope or somebody, you know, somebody in the church and ask them for forgiveness. That man is he's a man just like you and I am. He's a normal person. He's not holy. You know, you can call him the holiness. You can call him whatever you want, but he's not. He cannot forgive you. He cannot forgive you. The only person to forgive you is Jesus and the God of this country, of the world. So you have to go to him. You have to go to him and I call it prayer. Other people do it different ways. Some people daydream about it, but I call it prayer. And that's how you establish this little relationship. And this can get really deep, and that's why I said something to Christian Left in the chat room earlier. I don't know if Ron wants to go there because that would take up an entire show. I mean, we can delve into that and it gets deep.
Yes.
What was the argument I missed on that?
It wasn't an argument.
No,
what
argument.
What
Religion. No, the argument, you know, they were talking about, you know, Christian left that he thinks everybody's going to heaven. And I hate to break his heart or her heart. That ain't going to happen. That's not going
to
happen.
Everybody's going to heaven?
Christian left, I think, said he or she was from the Unitarian Church, and they think everybody's going to heaven. That ain't going to take place.
Well,
there is a program
out there now that you can get involved with to guarantee your trip to heaven. It's ran by the Vatican, the Catholic Church. They've done it many, many times. This is the truth. I'm not lying. This is not bullshit. This is real. What you do is you give them some money to buy these little coupon things, right? And it's guaranteed your ticket to heaven. That's the thing they used to do. They took a kingdom from somebody who believed that bullshit.
Wasn't St. Paul's Basilica they did that? When they built the Basilica, I thought the Catholics did that, where if you donated enough money, they automatically gave you a get-into-heaven-free pass.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
You want to talk about fraud as a deluxe model in the beginning of this bullshit scam. You know what I'm saying? What it was, a guy was out licking cats one day, and he came up with an idea. I know how to screw people.
Licking cats. Okay.
And a lot of it. So they call it Catholic religion now. It's turned into a fucking religion, from a business to a religion. So, you know, it was so good, the business turned into a religion. But that's what I'm saying.
Now you're
going to
offend the Catholics.
I do what? God.
You're saying that their religion came from somebody.
That's a joke, Mark. But no, really. It was a fraud. It still is today. You know, I mean, they just, you don't see it the way they used to, because they got so big they could hide it. You know,
They have a whole city. They have a whole city in Rome, you know, the Vatican City.
Why do you see all these little churches around everywhere else? They want to follow their lead. They want to catch on to the gig. You know, really. I've done research for 6 years on churches and religion, and that's the majority of all bullshit. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I mean, it's a front. It's a fraud. And I've seen them laundering
money. God is a spirit.
Well,
you worship our spirit.
I understand
that.
That's between the individual and a God. God or whatever. But the point is, when you've got somebody telling you hell and damnation when you walk in the door, and if you come up to this pulpit and let me save you, which they can't do anyway, they can't, no man can save you, but they tell you that bullshit.
No.
And people go up there and they get up to the pulpit and kneel and pray, and they pray for them and all this crazy shit, and they're saved. You know, why is going to save them? Well, he's going to lie to you also. You know, the only way you get saved is if God comes and saves you. There's no other way. God, Jesus, one and two. Whichever one's available at the time to save you. But it's just, as far as the church goes, no, it ain't going to happen.
Nope. Well, the church is the people. The church is not a literal building. It is the people.
It's not a building. It's not a place you go. Because if you go to these churches, oh, my God, I live here not far from Houston, and we got the biggest church in the world, you know, right here just to my north. And all they do, you go in there, it's like a happy, happy, happy. It reminds me of Barney the dinosaur. You know, go in there and we're all going to have fun.
Super
we're all... Yeah,
yeah,
but they go in there
church.
And they're all,
they
all love each
program.
Other.
Right.
They're brain dead.
4th of July, they'll have fireworks and a band and all this crazy shit. They got one here, too, in Springfield, Missouri. You know, and plus you have to pay door when you walk in this place to worship. You got to pay to play, man. It's bullshit. When I found that out, somebody actually went up there just to go check it out and see what it's all about. And going to a church service. You know, this was there besides the internet. And they went there and they had to pay a door. And he was like, I'm paying no door to come to church, man. Are you crazy?
You had to pay the door? What kind of church did you go to?
I didn't. A friend of mine did. They're called a super church.
There are very few churches you can go to.
Yeah, but everybody's really happy, and they're so happy to see you there. Just, you know, hallelujah, I'm going to make a crippled bastard walk today and a blind woman see. That's what I'm doing. You know, like that Benny Hinn idiot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's
fraud. Okay, you don't believe in faith healing.
They are paid actors. I guarantee it, paid actors. Steve Martin,
you don't believe in
faith
healing. I believe in faith healing.
The church right down the street from me has a Starbucks inside.
They should have a Subway.
No, no, they have a
Are you kidding?
They have a Starbucks inside. They have a big old sign out there right, right below the church sign, Starbucks.
I believe it. That is terrible.
Starbucks is anti-Christian. Yeah, Starbucks has already came out and said, you know, they're anti-Christian. You know, take your beliefs and stick them. They're right here in this church. This church right down the road from me is a Pentecostal church that has a Starbucks inside.
Oh, that's a shame. That is truly a shame.
I like Pentecostal people. Pentecostal people are funny. I like them, too.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey, here, I found the thing you were talking about, Ron. It's called indulgences. I found the official name of it here. I'm hoping, posting a link to it right here.
Indulgences of what?
Indulgences. That's what it's called, what the Catholic Church did.
Oh,
where,
right.
Like,
right.
It was the Basilica of St. Peter's, and they did it for other things, too. The Crusades, where if you donated, then the Pope would absolve you of sin. Then you got a free pass into heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a list of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
What better bullshit story?
Thank you.
I see
you put it in the chat room. Thank you.
When I tell people, especially Catholic people, they flip out on me. They want to crucify my ass.
Well, there it is. I mean, there's a list of them.
I mean, but you can't pay to get
me. I know. I've researched all this, man. I know. Trust me.
Yeah. People don't believe it. I remember that.
No. Yeah, they were very influential people back in the day. Wow.
But if you look at some of these
George
papal
came
bulls.
In. Hello, George. From Firefox News. He has
come in. George showed up. I see that.
George.
I can actually take you back if I wanted to dig. And, Ron, this is how deep we could go. I could actually take you back way back, hundreds and hundreds of years, toward the Catholic Church was a big part of Islam and bringing Islam into the world. And when I say that, people freak out. But the fact is, that's the truth. They were the originators of Islam. So call it what you want. You know, I hate to get into the discussion because, you know, like a lot of religious people, you know, we need to keep our army together. We don't have a big one. We're a small group. We need to stay together and not fight each other. But when you start talking religion, boy, people can split real quick, and hate each other.
And that is true because...
But there again, I'm the kind of person, I don't care. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. I'm not going to concern myself because I don't get myself involved with it. You know what I mean? For those lost and seeking whatever, and that's their issue. That's the only thing they think they can do. Well, hey, more power to you. I live free will, man. That's how I live, my free will. I don't care what people do. I mean, as long as you don't hurt another person, I don't care what you do. I really don't.
And Antoinette, about ecclesiastic law, I put a link in for you. It's regarding laws done by bishops in the church.
We got to bring somebody in here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I got George Sinzer from Firefox News online primetime. He's our host here in the room with us. What's up, George? How are you doing tonight? You got a pretty good show. I'm sorry I missed it. Got a little at the end. That was about it.
It was good. I was late, but it was good. Hello.
You can't hear him. Your volume
maybe
is something's wrong.
Maybe because he's in the kitchen.
Something's wrong with the volume of my voice?
Yep, very soft.
Yeah, you're low. You're low.
How low can you go?
I don't want to know how low I can go because I don't think I can go that low at all.
Okay, that sounds better. Now you're high. I don't mean like that. Calm down. All right, never mind.
Yes, she did. Dude. That was your intention. That wouldn't sound like that, me. You had the intent. You had the intent to say that in that way, in that manner.
kids today.
Like I said, no comment.
There we go.
No comment?
Okay, now we're going to
I'm just like a politician, my dear. I'll tell you something. This could be embarrassing. I don't talk like a politician. I talk like me.
Okay, you sure you're not? You sure?
Oh, positively.
See, now you're insinuating he's high too. See, you're insinuating.
No, I'm. I am just saying that politician. You know what, Jackie Horse? I don't like your name. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but bye.
What? Are you attacking?
Do you see that? Look in the chat room. Look in the chat room. Look in the chat room.
Trolls are out again.
Yeah,
it's not after midnight. Kids, go back. After midnight, then you come out. Don't come on my show until after midnight. Don't piss me off tonight.
It's after midnight here.
I don't
see... 12:45.
Well,
I mean, I haven't
here,
kicked
so...
him. I'll leave him. Go ahead.
Don't leave him. Yeah, this is
look, see, Jackie whore. So apparently, they're mad at someone that we know that comes to this show, and I don't appreciate that. You know, whatever.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm answering this question. What is it?
You see?
Yeah, I see that. But you know, how you're one or the other. You can't be both, right? Okay, there we go.
All right. I don't know, but they're there for you, Ron.
Ron thrives on trolls. You leave his trolls alone. This is Ron's. This is what makes
me. I'm trying to save these people, man. I'm trying to save them. I'm trying to do my part.
Saving
the
world one troll at a time.
Yeah, one idiot at a time. I'm doing the best I can, damn it. You know,
maybe we need to send them.
Our system.
Wait a minute. Let me pose a question here.
Mm-hmm.
If they're both named Jackie, and one's named whore, and the other name is slut, which are they, a slut or a whore?
Can we introduce them?
Their mind here.
I think we should introduce them.
You missed it. Don't you remember the old nursery rhyme with that? You know, don't you remember the old nursery rhyme?
No.
Once upon a time, there was two girls named Jackie. One was a slut, the other was a whore. They lived happily ever after. You know.
Okay.
You know what people. That just goes show that here. This really uses as a tool to educate tonight. That is to show how the education system has failed badly, very badly.
Yeah.
Also, the pharmaceutical companies that gave that person or these two people or that one person, whoever.
And no, and you didn't look up top. Look up top. You got another one.
Okay, okay. There's another one. So we got all these people on here. These are children that were on Ritalin and ibuprofen.
Yep. Their brains have been warped.
This is an example of what you get. There you go. Right there. Ain't that a shame? Look right at that chat room, that list. You know, good Lord. Good Lord, please help these poor souls out here tonight. These kids don't know what they do not.
I don't think it works unless you can smack them on the forehead with an open palm. Don't you have to smack them real hard?
They need a stroke.
God's talking.
Yeah, they need
a
stroke.
God's talking to me.
Hey, Ron.
God's talking to me. Hold on a minute. Hold on. God's talking to you. God, don't waste your fucking time with them fries. They're parma fries. You cannot help them, son.
Uh-oh.
Yes, almighty. Okay. There we go. Can't help you guys. Sorry. There's no hope for you. That's pretty bad when God don't even want nothing to do with you. Sad.
Oh.
Hey, Adam called. Has Adam called in? Did Adam call in yet?
No.
He's liberal nations. At least Fendi was liberal nations. I don't know if he is or not. Well, he's
you're
on
the queue. You must have just
again.
Got in there because I didn't see you.
See the bad number on the board?
Okay. Oh, yep. He's the bad number on the board. Thank you.
Yeah, bad number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kicked it.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be you. Bad number.
Yep. So... Yep. He said he was in the queue, so I guess that's who he was.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
You got a Adam Smith. Okay.
Why, who's that?
Well, if that's your
that
Skype
is,
subscription, then I said that Skype subscription number
a,
is a bad one.
It's a hacker.
Is he using his Skype subscription?
Yeah, it's a Skype number that it goes into your system
right.
And it hacks it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can Google that number alone by itself and it'll call all kinds of weird shit it's done.
Yeah, and it tells you that it is a Skype. It's from Skype, and, you know, people from all over the place have been complaining about that number and what it does to their systems and everything. Yes. It is, because it does say California. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes,
it's a California Skype number. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Adam, let me ask Adam real quick in the chat room. Tell me where you're from. Where do you live? Because I know where Liberal Nation lives. Let's see if you know where he lives.
Kern County, California.
He's in California. Okay, Adam, Florida. That's him. That's him. That same guy.
Well, he's in here. His name is Adam Smith.
Yeah, he changed his name. He said earlier in the chat room that he changed. His name is Liberal Nations, and he changed it to Adam Smith. I don't know if that's his real name or not, but he put it in there.
I don't know. Well, he got that number that he got that number that.
You know, I see that a lot with it. That magic jack, you know, that people use to call from all over the place, and
right.
Oh my God, I get a lot of calls from magic jack numbers. Whenever I get a call I don't recognize, I don't answer it. I Google it.
This is a Skype number that it gives the specific number, which is that, and
yeah.
It tells you do not answer those calls. Do not answer the call from that number, and then different people have wrote about their experiences with that number.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like I said, I've seen it with the Magic Jack, and what kills me is my dad. He calls
it doesn't
me
kill
with,
you. It bugs
with Magic Jack all the time, and I won't answer his calls. He's got to somehow send me a message another way. Say, listen, that's me. Answer or call me back. You know, do this and do that because I won't answer him either. I will not answer anything I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Most of them are bill collectors, but you know.
Look, I think I have some too.
What's the bill collector?
I got people, you know, with debt from me back before I got divorced, or after I got divorced. I've got people from 10, 15 years ago that are still trying to quit.
Oh, that's already been wrote off. Don't answer them.
I know my rights. You know, and they try to threaten you. It's funny. Of course, I don't answer the calls. You know, they send it to my voicemail, and I delete, you know. And if they call my, I have a Google number. If they call my Google number, which I'm starting to use that more and more because I can block their ass completely and never see them again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come back with another similar number, and I delete that one. I mean, I block it as well. I block their ass. I don't want to hear from them. They're not going to get nothing. What they do is they buy old debt. They buy old debt, and
right,
they think they can go collect it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Jack can get more out of you.
And
once you
You're being slammed, bud.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta. We all right. Here's one. Okay. 904.
Okay. Hey guys.
Hello. Who's calling?
The reason why
wait a minute, hon. What's your name?
I'm Liberal Nations Adam. I just wanted to explain the reason why I used that Skype number is because I had a bad experience where I called into a show and me and the host disagreed on something, and he released my entire phone number to the chat and had a bunch of people call my house. So
that wasn't good. I'm sorry, but you could block your number. I mean.
I got it resolved. It was just I'm always, you know,
That is against rules
that's illegal.
Of BTR. If you report that guy, he'll lose his show if he did
really?
That.
Really?
Oh yeah,
that's
you're not
illegal.
Allowed to do that. You're not
I
allowed
figured
to do
it
that.
Was against my privacy rights, so I mean he shouldn't be rude. That was very unprofessional. Just because he didn't agree with what I was saying, it was really unprofessional.
No, you can't do that legally.
Mm-mm.
So if you make him think about it, he'll lose his BTR show.
So what do you guys think about the current events in Iraq with John Kerry?
Well, Kerry's a fool, pretty much.
I know that much. I mean, he's a freaking idiot. I think he's the best example that anyone can be bought out.
Oh yeah, he's always been an anti-American. Oh, Kerry, there's nothing new about him.
I mean,
but you know,
if you go back to when he was like young, he would sit there and he'd talk about how war is bad, but now he wants to advocate it. It's bullshit.
Right. Well, that's what the Democratic Party's up to now. They need a new war for several things. They need a new war to gain money. They need money, and money generates. A war will generate money for them, and also to get everybody off of all these other scandals.
It hurts people like me that go to work every day and earn a lower wage, and it hurts that kind of industry. I don't like that very much, because then stuff like gas prices go up, inflation goes up, recession. I mean, sure, if you're in the military or you're in the defense industry, I'm sure it's great, but not everyone works in the defense industry.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what I see right now with Iraq, oh yeah, you're fixing to see gas prices go through the roof, and it's all by design, and this is not by John Kerry's design or by anybody's design. It's by the government's design. This is all planned out.
If you look in the news and stuff, all these politicians, because the president's stuff at first was like, yeah, I don't think we should go back to Iraq. And then you see all these politicians, like, criticizing him, saying, oh, if you don't go back, there's going to be another terrorist attack. How long does it take for us to catch on that they're just using fear to gain public opinion to execute their agenda? I mean, how long is it going to take for us to figure that out? Because they're doing the same shit they've been doing the same shit for about 15 years, and it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, honestly.
You sound, for being liberal nations, you sound like you're a little more educated than when I first met you. You got a little clue what's happening.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't take, I did that. That name was a joke. It was kind of satirical. But I like to stay, like, okay, here's the one thing. One, I'm a registered voter, and I'm not registered under any party, because I honestly don't like party politics. It's not my thing. I think that when you indoctrinate yourself in a party, then you'll start out supporting all these sets of ideologies, but then if the party goes a different direction, then you're just going to start ending up supporting things you never originally supported. And I think you could see that in history with the Republican Party and the Democrat Party.
I agree with that 100%. I'm an independent, and I'm a former Republican, but I cannot go along with the Republican Party.
They don't represent me. They're not conservative. They want to say that they want small government and no government intervention. But, like, look at this. They want me to go out. I already registered to vote, but they want me to go out and get a voter ID and go through all. They want to regulate voting harder than it is. I mean, that's insane. You already go to the DMV. You already show them your Social Security card. Why do you have to do it again? I don't understand.
There's where you're missing it. That's where you guys are missing all this.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay.
No, you got it, Ron. Right, I know where you're going. Go with it.
Okay. First off, you know, your Social Security card, your driver's license, them are contracts.
Yeah.
All right? You are required to have a license because you are an enemy of the state. In order to do business with the state or the government, whichever you want to call this, you have to have a license. All right? Now, okay. What the reason is why you have to go through these things, because it is not you. It's your fictional you that has got to do all
this
shit.
Yeah, I know. I get that. It's your.
Right. First certificate. Where it comes down to the beginning of it. Right, the first certificate. Because that is a bond. That's why you get tickets, why you get fines, why you get charged money. Because your corporation is the one that's having the problem. Not your human you, your corporation you. Because you are a corporation. Your corporation had to get a driver's license. Your corporation had to get a marriage license to merger with another corporation. Because that's what your wife, girlfriend, is a corporation. Not, you don't know this. People say, well, Ron, you're crazy. But when people look it up, they figure it out. They find out what I'm right. That's exactly what it is.
Because they can control
the slaves, which you are a slave because you paid income tax. Okay, so they can control the slaves better that way. Because what you don't know won't hurt you. That's what they tell you. But guess what? It tears your ass up. You just don't know what's happening.
You know,
if people question it, why is it happening to me? What did I do? See, that's the problem. That's the whole deal. We are under the massive fraudulent bullshit that's ever been known to hit the planet, really. And nobody wants to wake up to it. Nobody wants to
Scare
of it. It's the fear.
You know,
the fear
about the income tax. And a lot of people say, oh, it's the federal subsidies and stuff. But I live in a state where I don't have a state income tax. And things are perfectly fine here. Things are actually a little bit cheaper here. And stuff's a little bit, taxes are lower. So I don't understand. If my state doesn't have to collect income tax and they could still make it, why can't other states do it? And I know we have...
Well, because they want more money. They have more need, and they pull off the scam and do it.
I know we have Orlando and stuff, but, like, okay, California has Silicon Valley. Why can't they abolish their income tax? That's one thing I like about living here is that taxes are lower. The sales tax is kind of a little bit higher, but, you know, I don't pay state income tax. It's really cheap. It's actually, if you own a business,
Think of the zillions of dollars state makes. Every little convenience store, every little Walmart, every little movie rental place, Redbox, anything, any time that money is exchanged from one person to another, there's a tax involved. All right? Think of the amount of money they make. Think of that, you know? It can't take that much money to run the shit. You know what I mean? These roads should be paved in gold by now with the money they suck up. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And the problem is that we waste our money. We have so much wealth. Well, you know, we spend it on fucking bombs, and, it's all where we literally take our money and light it on fire.
We don't do it. We, the people, don't do this.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a say in this. Get to make
budgets.
That's
right. That's because you're a slave. You ain't got no say-so. You're under contract.
I know it's garbage. It's
right.
Okay, if you look at what, did you ever see the Princeton article, the Princeton research study they did? Where they went down, they sat down, a bunch of people at Princeton, they analyzed a bunch of data, and they said, what government is the United States? By analyzing history, data, politics, human culture, what government technically is the United States? They came to the result that we're an oligopoly. And what that means is that single groups of people of high power or high wealth get to make the decisions and legislation in our country, and that almost the general public almost has no – they said that statistically the general public almost has next to nothing when it comes to influence on public policy.
That's right.
At this point in time.
Or laws or anything else. It's what they think is good for you. Okay, like, all right, look, man. First off, when somebody's telling me that if I don't put a seatbelt on, it's going to cost me money. You see what I mean? Illegal lane usage.
It's a way for insurance companies to fight claims.
No, they're part of the scam too, man. They're part
that's
of the scam
saying.
Too.
That's why they made that law.
Right, you get so many traffic tickets, whatever, they get a jack your rate, keep jacking it and jacking it and jacking it. You know, my question always been, well, I asked my insurance agent, hey, man, you know, if I have no accidents, no claims ever, say, in about 40 years, can I get all that money back I gave you? And you laughed at me. Money for nothing.
Yeah,
well,
I have
the security that they're going to back me up when something goes south. They're going to
have to pay something happens.
I'm going to have to fight some of the bitches for God knows how long to get my money out of them, you know?
See, the bullshit here is that in Florida, you get these things called, I don't know if they do this in every state, but here, if you don't elect to go into a correction class or whatever, they place points on your license that basically say this guy, how bad of a driver you are, and if you get enough points, they revoke your driving privileges here. I went to the courthouse.
But, now, there's nothing. You said privilege. Driving privilege. Okay, driving is a privilege because that's commerce. When you say driver, you're acting in commerce, okay? When
okay, well,
I think
I should be able to drive anywhere, but I mean, that's... I'm just saying, from their point of view, it's the right to travel.
You have
a right to
travel.
In the pursuit of happiness.
So basically, this is what happened to me. I got a ticket for running a red light. It was bullshit. It was one of those. I don't know. The light was yellow. I went through. It turned red halfway through. I got a ticket because the cop pulled me over, and whatever. It was a $300 ticket. It was bullshit. That was way too much for a red light ticket.
Was it radar?
I ran a red light and a cop saw me and pulled me over, but it was like a split second it turned red, and I couldn't physically stop or else I would have stopped in the middle of the intersection.
Right.
So
you don't get into it too far to stop. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was yellow.
Yeah.
But anyways, the point is that it was a $300 ticket. I go to the courthouse to pay it because you have to pay them in 30 days or else they cancel your license here. If you don't pay it within 30 days. So I go there to pay it. I give them my certified check, and the girl just runs the check through. And every time in Florida when you go to pay a ticket in my county, it says $300 on the ticket, but then they start printing out all these other fees, and it ends up being about $330.
If you don't pay within 30 days, it goes to a collection agency. It's sold to a collection agency.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine bring this
shit
one time.
And I'm like, okay. So what? I want to lecture in traffic school so I don't get points on my license. And she says, oh, I didn't know that. I already ran your check. Unfortunately, we had to put 4 points on your license. I was like, can you redo it? Can I just sign the form?
Money.
And she said, no, I can't redo that. I'm sorry. And I said, how long do they stay on your license? She said, they'll be on your license for about 3 to 4 years. And I was like, really? All because you can't do your job, right? They're supposed to legally offer me that form before they run my check.
No, you're under contract. You got a Florida license? You have a Florida driver's license.
No, but they're supposed to offer me the opportunity to elect.
Florida's contract. You're under their contract. When you sign that driver's license, you under contract to go by their ways when you're committing commerce on their roads, all right? Even though you wasn't driving a bus or whatever, where you're making money on the road, first off, dude, the thing is, that is the biggest money pit bullshit game ever played. Yeah, $300, and here's the deal. If you didn't pay it within that 30 days, they would have sold it to a collection agency. Then it would have been probably about $600. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee it, plus fees and transfer rate fees, blah, 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 you know, this bullshit. Well, here's the way you can get out of that. Okay, once they got the drug station, you have possession of that ticket, that fine you just got, this came from a corporation, you know, that turns them into a corporation. They're a third party. You see what I'm saying? A third party cannot get involved with a legal suit because they are not hired by either side. They sell it out to them, directly to them. The county will sell that fine to these people for pennies on the dollar, because that's where the county gets their money fast and they ain't got to screw with you no more. They ain't got to pick you up no more for failure to pay, you know, failure to appear. They automatically get their money, okay? A buddy of mine came in with this shit. He had a $500 ticket, and they gave him a phone number to call, and he called it, and they said it owed, like, $799 in crazy shit like
that.
How
did he get a $500 ticket?
I don't know what the hell the reason was. I can't remember. Illegal lane usage. No accident. Illegal lane usage and some other shit.
Maybe I am kind of complaining because, I mean, I bumped into someone's bumper, and like my car didn't even get damaged. I just bumped into their bumper. Their car. I know that was my fault, and I goofed. Traffic was heavy, and it was an accident. Their car didn't get damaged, but the ticket was $151, and the property damage was $500. Luckily, I have good insurance, so I didn't have to pay the property damage. But I'm thinking, $500 just for a traffic infraction. Those like how much my accident cost.
Right. But how long it takes to cop the right ticket? Not long. That was an easy way to make money, wasn't it? Don't you wish you could do that? So do I.
I think the quota stuff is bullshit. Because
right.
why should there be a quota?
It's a money game, man. Don't you get this? It's a money
that's
game.
Like the only, I worked in sales for the past year, and like I understand a quota there. It makes sense to me. I sell more stuff. I make the company more money. I get a cut. I mean, it's like the same philosophy. When it comes to police, if you have to meet a quota, there's some external incentive in there to make them profits.
Well, okay, check this out. There's an article in the local paper.
Excuse me, let me say one thing. George from Firefox News, he is on the line with us also.
Okay, I thought he always was. Would he leave us?
Well, I just seen his hand was up, so.
My Skype disconnected for a moment.
Oh.
Okay. I see. All right,
George.
Before you points there, there is one thing I want to tell Adam also. Now, remember what Ron said about when you get a marriage license.
Yeah.
And you are that creates a merger
mm-hmm.
between two corporations. Watch out when your merged corporation decides to go through 9 months of expansion.
You got to get a prenup, man.
No. That's a production product, George. That's a production product.
I assume that because two companies merging, usually there's room for expansion.
Well, yeah, that's actually called a product from the corporation itself. The two corporations made a product together, which is a baby. You know, we call them babies, they call them product. But next best thing called human farming. Let's try that one. I'm serious. I'm not kidding about that. It is funny, but it is the gospel truth, brother.
Should the government have that authority to say who? I mean, that's a sensitive issue right now, but should marriage be regulated by the government?
It is regulated by the government.
I mean, but I'm saying, should it be? Is it right?
No, it shouldn't be. Of course not. No, it should never be.
I mean, if I want to marry a chicken, I mean, I might be a weird fucker, but, you know, that's, I mean, I'm, no. I live in a free country.
Did he just say if he wanted to marry?
It's hypothetical.
Yes, it's hypothetical.
I'm trying to pull a joke here, and you blew it on me.
I get what you're saying, but no, that's
like,
not
like
allowed.
A guy in India married his goat, and
right.
I mean, it may seem weird and I mean obscure to everybody, but I mean, we're going to debate. If you're in a free country and your philosophies are the pursuit of happiness and you believe in libertarianism, as long as that action and that engagement isn't, I mean, detrimenting anybody else, I mean...
Exactly. That's exactly why I look at things, man. Whatever people want to do, knock yourself out. As long as you don't hurt or steal a life from another person, that's cool. You know, but we live in a very disrupted, lost society. Everything's they're free, which we know is most people in this panel on listening to the show know it's bullshit. The simple fact of it is we have been dumbed down to this shit. They slowly slide it in so you don't really catch it. And if people have in their mind, their conscience, they think, well, if the government's doing it, it's got to be okay because they know what they're doing.
So,
that ain't always true. And we're learning that now. So more of it's coming out now than ever. Like I said, man, I've been talking this on this radio for a while, and the whole thing I said is it's starting to come to life. Technology has actually turned ground on it. Technology's not worked out for their best interest. It is in some ways, but the problem is now it's got the people informed. See, we're not as stupid as we were before.
That's why you start getting more conscious about things. That's why you see stuff like they're getting rid of net neutrality and they're getting rid of the NSA is getting big. because they're trying to cut it off. They're trying to, you know, it's the internet was made for freedom of information and access of content in a fair way. And you
well,
know,
it wasn't made for us in the beginning.
No, I mean I mean, the internet that we know, not maybe not the internet, the technical term of the internet and its original precursor, but the actual like internet that, you know, a bunch of guys sitting around, I mean, started hooking up. They made it. I mean, their original intention was to be able to just share content and ideas. I mean, that's the whole sole purpose of it. I mean,
it's turned into a mass communication tool, and you know, we see news around the world in other places. You know, that's the thing. We see actually what is going on over there according to their media. You know, hopefully it ain't corporate controls. You know, that's all the corporate controlled media. The only thing to get on the internet, I don't know.
A lot of the cable companies are now trying to make internet service work like cable TV, where they can regulate content.
And they do that now.
Yeah, I mean they're trying to do it. That's why Verizon sued and got net neutrality turned over, is because they want to do that. They want to do things like they want to hurt Netflix. They want to slow them down and make them pay more money, and they're going to lose customers.
Well, Netflix just went up $1 a month.
It's because Verizon and Comcast. Now basically they could say, Netflix, you're going to pay us this much a month, and if you don't, fuck you, you're going to lose customers because we're going to slow your shit down if you don't pay us. And if you don't pay us, you're going to go out of business. And it's like, basically how the mafia works. I mean, it's like, if you don't do this, they're going to hold a gun to your head. And, I mean, what's Netflix going to do? Are they going to say, no, I'm not going to pay you, and then they're going to go out of business? No, they can't. I mean, if they want to stay in business, they got to pay them. And then to accommodate for that loss, I mean, they got to start charging their customers more.
Well, of course, it's bad. Exactly. Well, but you got to remember something too. The inflation is rolling steadily along here as we go along. You know, the thing like this shit in Iraq and all this, man, is bullshit. Because here's why. They want this to happen. They want this disruption in the service of oil. They want to get that price up. They got to make that margin. They got to get all of it. See what's going to happen. It's going to get real fat and fluffy. All right? The price of fuel. Real fat and fluffy. And then it's going to explode. People are going to snap. You know what I mean?
See, it sucks for me because, I mean, I don't live in a city. I live in a pretty small town, a pretty rural area, and I mean, I spend a lot of money in gas, and when gas prices start going up, I mean, that hurts me, and I don't know how I'll be able to deal with that.
The price of diesel started going up so high. Why did diesel go above gas? You know, you see a lot of truck drivers, independent drivers, sparking their trucks. They can't afford it. When they got to pay for more fuel than they're making off the loads, and they weren't doing it no more. But that's what we're going to see. The people are going to get to see this shortly. When you got to pay more for gas than what you're making in your paycheck, that's bullshit.
I can't remember the term. I took an economics class a few semesters ago. A professor told me a term. It's some technical term. They say they use in economics to describe a resource like gasoline. And it's basically the definition of what he's saying is that gasoline is one of those things that no matter how much you increase the price, people will still pay it. Because that's, I mean, it's like,
but
are
right,
you going to pay this? And if you don't pay it, you're not going to go to work. And if you don't go to work, you're not going to feed your kids.
No.
So you're going to die. And that's, I
mean,
no,
people
not,
are right.
No, no,
and
no,
everything
no, no,
else.
No, 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 no. You're missing the beginning of, damn, don't jump into the war right off the bat. The price will get so high. Right now, gas, people are letting to steal gas. I mean, it's a hot commodity right now to steal it. And what's going to happen, when a guy cannot afford to drive his car to work and back to feed his family, he's going to start stealing fuel. He'll start becoming corrupt. He has
to fight to survive.
And then everybody's going to get the promise. This affects everybody.
How do you feel?
What affects everybody, then there you go. You got the ball rolling, and once it gets going, you ain't going to be able to control that either.
Wait a second.
That's why they got these cops all fucking setting up military gear.
Wait a second.
Cops,
how do you...
The cops turn into military combat commandos because it is gonna, people are going to flip the fuck out, and they know it. They know it's coming. That's what they're getting ready for. There's the answer for it. Soon, this shit's going to hit. So what do you think? I hope not. I wish it wouldn't, but it's coming. There's no doubt about it.
How do you steal fuel?
I'm not going to tell you. I know how to do it, but
okay.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
There's a lot of ways of doing it.
Ron, you're not going to say it on the air. Please don't. Ron, please don't say it on air.
How to steal gas? Shit.
How to steal gas? Have somebody pass gas.
Okay. Anyways, and then another thing that perks me is that how come do you realize, I don't think a lot of people realize or think about this, but we've been engaged in the Middle East and at war. I mean, this is the longest war in American history. And how are people not getting pissed off? Like, how are they not tired of it?
First of all, I want to say, Adam, I think you're more libertarian than you are liberal.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I know.
You need to check that out because, you know, I agree with a lot of libertarian principles.
No, I mean, like, I like libertarianism. I think it's a great idea.
I think you would. My son's 24 years old, and you're what, 19, 20, somewhere in there?
Yes.
Okay, and he calls himself a libertarian now. And the main reason he does it is because of marijuana. I know. I ain't stupid. You know, I know what he's thinking and what his mindset is. And, they have a lot of good...
I got to keep that as a note.
Did you say marijuana?
Hey, that's what I said.
Did
I got to keep that as a note. I got to see when my children start talking like that, and then I'm like, okay, you're on marijuana.
Yes, you heard right. You heard
yes,
the word.
Mother, may I have another?
Marijuana. You heard
yeah,
the word.
You think about it. That's usually where it comes from. That's why you have a big rush of libertarians right now. It's because
wait
they agree
minute,
with the right, but yet
yeah,
they
don't,
want
don't
their...
even don't even get me started on the
wait
war
minute, excuse
drugs.
Me. Can we just have one at a time, please?
Son of a bitch, I got to medicate for this. Hold on.
Don't even get me started on the war on drugs. That's a complete failure.
Well, the
well,
war on drugs is the biggest
working for them.
Do you know that the United States population is the highest consumer of illicit substances in the entire world?
Damn right we are.
And we have the largest drug enforcement budget. So I mean, I don't know. I think that drugs should be a public health issue and not a criminal issue. I think that's the mistake.
Well, you know what?
I think that people
first they need to correct the legal drugs.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy if a guy's addicted to coke and you send him to prison, prison's not going to get him off coke. Sending him to a doctor in a medical facility, that's going to get him off the drug. Not sending him to prison.
Show.
Huh?
Pardon me?
No, I think I can finish the show. I've been medicated, self-medicated.
Sound like you were lighting. It sounded like a lighter that you were using.
Yes, I was.
Ron, let me
yes,
ask
it's,
you this.
This is how you do it.
Ron, is everything
really
green?
Do it with a lighter? Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. Very green.
Everything is so green.
It's sparkling and sticky. Sparkling and sticky. And
remember Mel Brooks?
Man.
History of the World?
Where am I at? Oh, my gosh. The weed's going off the ground.
Everything is so
Ron
green.
Ron lit the bong up. He lit the bong up.
The hookah. Ron, are we doing OT?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you have to let me know these things.
Y'all
so
been
that,
abusing me all night.
Have you been abused? Lord, how mercy.
Well, yeah. what I'm saying is that I think that drug addiction and drug abuse should be treated as a health issue, as in, like, you people should go to treatment. That, I mean, throwing someone behind bars because they have a health disease or some type of psychological dependency isn't going to solve their problem. It's not going to make
our society
better.
Well, with Obamacare, you got to remember, what are the drug companies in the business for?
My God. My Lord.
It's not to make you better.
They
don't want to treat you. They want to get you hooked. They want you hooked. They want you sick so they can pump more medicine into you.
I mean, of course, yeah, they want to make money.
So everyone is going to make money except for you that is pumping it into your body.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's a war on drugs because they have to have a potential war so that they can suspend the constitutional rights.
I mean, and that's all, I mean, about the prescription, the pharmaceutical industry, that, I mean, there's a lot of bad shit there, but the way I see it personally is that it's ultimately my decision what I want to put my body, and a doctor can't make me put anything in my body.
No, it's
I don't
not.
Want to.
You're not allowed. You do not know better. We tell you what you can and cannot do.
So, I mean, I have prescription. I mean, I've taken prescriptions, and, you know, if it makes me feel, it doesn't make me feel good, I'm not going to take it. I mean, it's my body. I'm going to do whatever I want with it. I mean, and people should make informed decisions like that. They should be smart consumers like any other product you would buy in the store.
I agree, but did you know that with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
With that, they're talking about putting a chip in you, in the medication, I guess, you know, that way so that they'll be able to know when you take that medication or not.
I mean, I haven't heard that, but, I mean, it doesn't seem far-fetched. I mean, it's possible, but,
I'm going to find a link for you. You're in the chat room. I'm going to get the link for you.
Well, the biggest money maker for this federal government is the war on drugs.
They don't.
Okay, that's why it's never going to go away.
It makes
sense. Wait a minute,
honey.
Let him finish his comment before you cut him off. Okay,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, you were speaking.
No, that was.
Nope, I didn't say anything. I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay, someone was talking.
No, that was me.
You were saying that the war on drugs makes them money, and then you were going to continue?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry,
no,
Gunslinger.
I mean, no, I'm Ron. I'm not Gunslinger. Oh, Gunslinger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get it. I'm
going
to get it. I'm going to get it right.
No,
but
this is one of the biggest money makers for the federal government is the war on, the biggest war we've got going on, you know, in this country is the war on drugs, and it's a big money maker for the federal government. That's why the prisons are overpopulated. I mean, they're making money for every prisoner they throw in jail. They make money off of them. People don't realize that. There's money being made.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me, please, for a minute. Internet, did you crash in the chat room?
Pardon me?
Yeah, okay, I just crashed. The chat room just crashed on me.
Did you, I
don't know. Wait a minute. I came out of the chat room so I could pull up this link.
There is I don't know if any of you have read this book, but it's a really informative book. I have it. It's a little hard to find. I think you can get it online. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and it's about the industrial hemp industry and how it was going to change the way that our textiles and other infrastructures and manufacturing went. And it also explains how the paper industry lobbied for that to become illegal, even though it's not a drug and it's an industrial agricultural crop that we can make paper, clothes, textiles from, and raise livestock.
Yes, Harry, what's his name? Henry Knopfslinger was the first drug czar in the United States. He was wanted to Reefer Madness movie.
Ainslinger.
Adam, I put the link in the chat room for you. And for anyone else, it's from a Forbes site. But do you see no more skipping your medicine?
Oh, yeah, the digital pill. I remember when I brought that out.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, wow,
mm-hmm.
I see this.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
That's scary.
Yeah, well,
why
that's
is that
the world.
I'm looking forward to it. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put an ad on Craigslist. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put an ad on Craigslist. I'm going to put an ad on Craigslist in the personal section or whatever it is, and I'm going to ask for anybody that is a pill addict that takes pain pills, narcotics, and needs help. I want to talk to them and see how many people off the street they bought the pills from, because then I'm going to go to their doctor's office with them and actually get them tested and see how many names come up from all the chips they ate from the people they bought the drugs from off the street. So you see what I'm saying?
Can I play a song? I have the perfect song for that. Can I please play a song?
Do you pee this chip out?
Pardon me?
Do you piss this chip out? Like, does it come out of your system?
I don't know, dear.
Yeah, I think you're missing shit it out or something.
I don't know. I mean, if you do, then how would they know if you're taking your medication?
The reason that brings up another thing. The reason why they don't like medicinal cannabis is because it's threatening to the pharmaceutical industry because you can't.
Well, they have that taken care of too.
You can't patent a plant.
Honey, they already did. Monsanto has already patented it.
It threatened the logging business, man. That's why it got illegal.
The logging business and the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
because now I can grow my medicine in my backyard. I don't have to go to the pharmacy.
Monsanto has already put a patent on it.
I don't think Monsanto could GMO.
Honey, I'm getting ready to give you the link for that. Monsanto has already taken care of that.
Oh,
Monsanto has already did it, dear.
They did it.
It literally grows like a weed.
Look, honey, remember, Monsanto will go on your property and, you know, because their seeds have flew into your garden and say that it's theirs. They can take your land for it.
I don't want to incriminate myself or admit to
I understand, but I'm just...
No, I don't want to incriminate myself or admit to engaging in any non-legitimate activities, but...
Right, but just for people that do or whatever.
There
I understand
are
what
those
you're
types of plants, the amount of seeds that fall off of them are insane, and I don't know if they could do that. I mean, I'll look at it.
Yeah, but Monsanto has already taken care of that. Now, you should have known when they were putting it out there. That's one reason why I don't use marijuana, but that was one reason why I was against it being legalized, because I said if they legalize it, then it's going to be filled with GMOs. Instead of legalizing it, why don't they just delegalize it where it's no longer a crime?
Decriminalize it, yeah. I think Portugal decriminalized all drugs and converted drug use and drug addiction to a public health issue, and their drug use has fallen by major percentages. I mean, less people are using drugs, more people are getting help because now they're not scared. They're not going to go to jail. They just go to a doctor. It's not, I mean, it's, there's not a threat. I mean, it's like if you actually think about drug addiction and you actually read about it, and you actually look at it, it's more of a disease. And, I mean, do we treat any other diseases in the United States as throwing someone in a cell? If someone has
diabetes, do you really think they care?
In a cell?
Do you think they care?
No, I don't.
I mean,
think
you
they
have
do.
To look at that. This is a corporation. So, therefore, the only thing that they are concerned about is revenue. So if they're only concerned about revenue, do you think that they care about the people?
No, I mean, it's sad because a lot of this stuff, a lot of these, when you create a black market, violence intensifies because...
There, I put another link in there for you also.
When people get, let's say I push my product and then Jimmy screws me over, I can't sue him now because it's illegal. It's a black market. So then... guess what? My gang gets guns and goes out and there's violence. And you see that with the
alcohol
prohibition.
Well, you see they're trying to take care of that also. What are they trying to do? They're trying to take your guns away.
Send Monsanto email and ask them for the GMO marijuana plant that grows.
If I can interject here, gang.
Note to self.
Yes, please.
Note to self.
As soon as Ron is done with his note to self.
Get the 4th of July strain so it will be a sparkler of rainbow of colors to bring in the 4th of July for America. Make it the Continental Divide Wheat Line. Betsy Ross signed it.
But one thing I think I said it a while back, but I just remembered it. The thing about the whole Middle East conflicts, I mean, in Afghanistan, I don't get how people. I mean, it's like people just bend over and let the government fuck them. Like, I mean, it's just how have we not said enough is enough? I mean,
too late. It's too late.
Well, it's not too late. I mean, no.
It's way too late. It's over.
No. It's if the people.
Yep.
It's still up to the people.
No,
because
it ain't.
We're following.
People.
We're following this.
No,
and,
we're not doing. I mean, it's like people don't care anymore about, like, it's just they don't care about
they're
politics.
They're too dumb. Dude, they're too dumb. They don't know. They don't have a clue. And when you tell them something, you think you're crazy. It's how they're programmed. That's, but you know, they don't see reality.
How come when we were in the Vietnam War for 10 years, people got pissed off at that? But now they don't care now. It's
because they're not as dumbed down then
and,
as they
and,
were
and back then,
or
that,
now.
That war had more legitimate backing than this one.
Of course, yes.
I mean,
no,
why, I mean, what honest justification can you give?
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy war
yeah,
also.
Yeah, that was bullshit from day one. There was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
That's
but,
a big
I mean,
fucking lie.
If you line it up against Afghanistan, it has, I mean, I could justify that.
Afghanistan, we taught them how to cultivate the shit. Knock out the little guys, big corporations start farming opium. Let's get it going.
If I take the Afghanistan war and I line it up against the Vietnam War, the Vietnam War, I could justify more easily than the Afghanistan War. The Afghanistan War is flimsy. There's no real reason we need to be over there other than an imaginary boogeyman threat that I mean, you're more likely to be, you're 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist.
Well,
yeah.
No.
That's
incorrect.
That's a real statistic.
No. Let me tell you why that's not real. Because they have considered the American people the new terrorists now.
We
are the terrorists.
State. Why not?
We are the terrorists.
We already were.
The difference between the Vietnam War and what's going on today is in the Vietnam War, we were not part of the information age. Now, today, people are more informed, the ones that want to be. Okay? So we see what's coming at us. Back then, they didn't see it. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have what we have at our hands right now, where we can dig up information. We didn't have that back then.
We did. One of my favorite quotes. I can't remember where it's from. We are the most informed society that will die of ignorance.
Yeah,
yep, probably.
I can believe it. Yep. I've never heard that, but I like that. That is so true.
It is. I mean, and he just said it. Back then, they weren't even informed, and they were willing to stand up. I mean, and we have so much information at our fingertips, and we don't say anything. It's like the more stuff we have access to, the more ignorant we get. I don't understand it.
Well, I think now they use so much fear.
Yeah, that's why it's fear mongering. It's like I said earlier when John Kerry was talking about Iraq. All these politicians, were senators and congressmen, were getting up and saying, "Are you? What are we going to do about the terrorists? The terrorists are going to get us if we don't go back to Iraq. How our national security is at threat? John Kerry's a scumbag. He's going to let another 9/11 happen. And that's what they do. They mudsling each other into passing policy. One guy says no, and then they say, well, you're going to let another 9/11 happen. And then people start, oh, that guy, he's supporting terrorists. And then, you know, it's all bullshit. It's just...
That's a fact, though. That's a fact.
Yeah.
What Kerry's up to is no good. The guy's a dumbass. He's a...
Yeah, I mean, he is the number one hypocrite I've ever seen in politics. I mean, he'll say one thing and then he'll go back on it.
Man,
yeah,
he's a liar. He's a
that.
Liar.
He fits the mold of Obama perfectly.
He fits the mold of Obama. I mean, he represents Obama perfectly because he hates this country. Anybody that hates this country is Obama's friend. Look at the recent soldier. That was released for what we give them, 5 terrorists, and now they're over there leading all kind of crusades in the Middle East. Well, Obama did that, and why did he let this Bergdahl guy out? Because he hates America.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If you hate this country, you're part of the group. You're one of the good guys as far as Obama's concerned.
I'm wondering because I'm young, and I could say that almost not. Yeah. Probably about 95% of my life, my country has been at war. I mean, and I'm wondering, are we going to, we're almost at, I mean, we're going to get close to 20 years. That's insane that people don't think about that. That's insane that we would let that even happen. It's insane that we even let it happen to get to 10.
Well,
yes,
what's sad is this is the government's plan. This is their plan. I mean, they're not going to change. I mean, there's going to be another war real soon. There's going to be another major disaster.
I mean,
I could probably say
for all of my existence on this planet that my country has never been in a peacetime state. I've never lived in a society in that peacetime state. Which is,
right.
I mean, that's crazy.
And I believe that. I believe that because, you know, we've got a government that they thrive off of wars. And that's what they do. This is where their money's at, that they want to have wars. And we've kind of chilled out here lately. Obama said, oh, I'm gonna pull out of here, and we're going to take all of our soldiers out of here. And what is he doing? He's going right back.
Yeah,
because
it's bullshit.
They need money.
He told us, oh, I'm gonna take you out of Afghanistan, and there's always a catch. There's always a catch. It's always, we're going to pull out of Afghanistan by 2014. And then when it starts to get near that date, they start saying, oh, well, we've 10,000 troops here, we're going to lose 6,000 here, and, you know, we're going to have to go back to... There's always a catch. There's always strings attached. They always add on more and more and more. It's like you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah. You know how many guys like Michael Hood and everybody else, Antoinette, Ron, we're noticing a lot of more younger callers calling in that are starting to feel and understand that they've been betrayed.
Yes.
And it's very interesting to step back look at it and listen to the frustration.
Because it's just, you don't understand it's crazy.
No, I understand. We understand. We're older than you. We get it.
Yeah, I know you guys understand.
We get it. But, you know, it's interesting for us to sit back and look and say, we're seeing a groundswell where more and more of the youth that embraced all this Obama bullshit and all the liberal bullshit with the change and we're going to fix and the unicorns and the rainbows and all of a sudden realizing that life's not like that.
I think that the most people in my age, and I think that my generation coming up, I really think that the whole libertarianism thing is going to start snowballing because, I mean, that's the reaction you're going to get when you start doing things like this is that people are going to start jumping to the other side of the fence. Now, people might, I mean, when you start taking people's rights away, they're going to want them back, is basically what I'm saying.
Excuse me for 1 minute, sweetheart. Excuse me. Folks, there's 15 minutes left in this for the live show. If you wish to go overtime with us, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. 9813. Please call in to participate in the conversation with us, or if you just want to listen. And I will also put the link in for the chat room for you to be able to come into the chat room during overtime. Thank you. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
I mean, do you think that, I mean, we're ever going to leave that region? Do you think there will be a day that we just completely leave, pack our bags, and go?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
No.
Look at Korea. Look at all the everything. We still have bases in Germany from World War II.
Korea's a little bit different because legally we're technically still at war with Korea.
Right.
Korea,
I mean, that was a police action. It was never declared an open war, and it was never settled. There was a treaty signed, but it was never closed out.
No, I mean, it was a ceasefire. I mean, we've been at a 51-year ceasefire.
Right.
I mean, there's as soon as someone fires a gun, I mean, that's it. The game starts again, but that's how that works. I mean, Korea, they don't have borders. It's a demilitarized zone. So, I mean, that has more justification. But Afghanistan, I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, why do I have to support Iraq? Why? I mean, it's not my home. It's not my home soil being invaded. I don't have any obligations to them. They don't pay taxes. As far as I see it, we're basically giving our military out for free.
It's basically the same thing as what happened with Dresden. What was the reason we bombed the shit out of Dresden in 45? Do you know why?
Why?
Look at it in a historic context. Look at the larger picture. It's
the
book? A footprint. It's an example. It's setting an example
in the Middle East.
Because we've left them alone, and what the difference was in the 1700s and the 1800s when all the bullshit was going on in the Middle East, and it still was, they didn't have money and they couldn't export the terror over here to the U.S. They were isolated. Now they've got money, technology. They can export it and they can share the terror with us here in the U.S. To set an example, we had to go in there and clean it out, get rid of the camps, and everything else, but then we let it get out of control and let the politicians run with the show, and they dropped the ball.
Wasn't Dresden the city that was the setting for the book Slaughterhouse-Five?
Yeah, with Kurt Vonnegut.
Yep.
We flattened it. Hundreds of thousands have died, civilians.
That's
but it was meant as an example.
Right.
We didn't have to bomb it to the extent that we did. Day and night bombing with the British and the Americans to flatten it, but we wanted to set an example for the Soviets because it was going to end up in the Soviet zone. Decision was already cut. We wanted the Russians to come in there, take a look at the devastation and go, holy shit, they could do that to Moscow. There was nothing but an example.
You know, when the Soviets originally started putting up the Berlin Wall, the Americans were going to... When they started putting it up, the president told them to start rolling tanks over it and tear it down. But within like the 10 minutes when they were about to run it over, they told them to stop. The Soviets started making threats, and then that was it. It went up. I always think that's kind of cool that it within a 10 to 5 minute difference that changed history.
I don't know if that was. If that account was really documented, I wouldn't really buy into that because at the end of the war there was a lot of confusion and everybody was jockeying for position and America wouldn't do anything outright to cause a problem openly like that. We were still hoping to negotiate with the Russians because those zones, the different zones that were set up, but that's a whole different story. We can get into that, but looking at it historically. We had to do something because of what they did to us. They didn't settle it. They didn't clean it up. They didn't go after Osama bin Laden. We went into Afghanistan because of them. And now Iraq was another thing that was an open sore for Bush. It was a chance. Yes, there was a camp or two camps somewhere in northern Iraq, but they didn't have to. They didn't have to go in and do that. But they did. The decision was made. They went in. Chemical weapons, everybody was afraid. And I blame a lot of the invasion on Saddam also, because you know what? When we were rattling our sabers and Bush and everybody else was buying into it, everybody, Pelosi, you name, every politician you can imagine at first all the liberals were like, well, yes, he's got weapons of mass destruction. CIA was even, they had wrong information. We were being fed bullshit. And everybody, I'm convinced, everybody in Washington was buying it. You think Saddam would have said, no, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction. If you want, send whoever you want over here. Search wherever you want. I don't have any. That would have shut it down. But instead, with that Arab mentality, that bravado, no, go ahead. Prove it. Well, he put us in a position that the government said, okay, we will. We're going in.
Hey, guys, hey, check it out. Hang on a second, man. We got like 9.5 minutes left, so y'all need to call in.
Yep.
I think, Anthony, you have that link for the chat room?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not in there right now.
Right.
But I put it in there. But, Ron, only thing you have to do is go up top to your to your browser and right click it and copy it there and then place it in the chat room.
If Saddam had said that,
do you think the Iran where they said
wait a minute,
Iran
excuse me, sweetheart. Oh. You got it, Ron?
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm not
yep,
in there,
go.
So I'm just asking.
George, George is ahead of me. He's faster than me.
Oh. No, George, if you do it from yours, you have to be the host or the co-host to have that link. It has to be from Ron and I's chat. Oh, not unless you already did from what I put in there. I'm sorry. Never mind. Don't pay me any attention. Lord, I'm losing it.
It's Monday.
Oh,
Well, ain't more Tuesday.
Sure, what happened? I think I hit the link, and all of a sudden it said retry, and I think I just got booted out.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
The show ain't over yet. You can get back in. We're still live.
You still?
We're still live.
Oh, you are.
Hot, so.
Okay, then maybe I didn't lose it. Hold on. We'll see.
You come on back.
I just refreshed it again.
Is this 585? Is there a reason why...
Yes,
so
that person is on hold. I know who it is. Leave them alone. When they're ready to come in, they'll put up their hand.
Do you are.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
You say so.
I'm sorry. I'm not
okay.
In the room to tell you, you know, so.
I
but
know.
They,
I think
yeah.
I know.
Okay, but they're just listening. When they're ready. Okay, I had to do something, so I have taken care of that, so I can come back in now.
You know, the one thing I need to say to the young kids of this world, this is a trick I like using. Don't get mad, think. Just think. Don't get
five
mad.
Five letters.
It's time. Don't waste your time getting mad. It don't work. It makes it harder to think, so be cool and think. Always be ahead of the game. That's the way I like it.
Yeah.
So, don't
look,
get mad.
Hey, Ron, I'll make it even simpler.
Yeah.
Take it from somebody who was once young himself. Okay?
No.
I
were you ever young?
George.
Somebody said I was. I think it was my mom when she was alive. I mean, you know, she always told she would never lie to me. I don't think mom would ever lie to me. So she told me I was young once.
Yeah.
Once. But.
Boy, am I going to get it tonight.
Well, I
see that
I
no,
day
I heard.
When I was young.
And Golf Dog said when the government plays God, people die, and that is true. And
but I was going to say, do you think that the way the United States is portraying Iran, do you think that's the same thing that that's mirroring what they did to Iraq?
Let me take this. Adam, let me explain something. Look at how over the last several years the United States has placed sanction after sanction after sanction against the Iranian people and its government, right?
Yeah.
Because of the possibility of them building a nuclear weapon, according to the government. Now, all of a sudden, the government, in its infantile stupidity, decides they want to align themselves with Iran.
What do you mean?
Why? I'm sure you're asking yourself. And it's real simple, because they never intended to keep the sanctions going. They're lifting them at the drop of a hat, and because the guy in the White House is one of them.
You bet. Hey, George, give me 1 second, man, real quick. Hey, everybody, got 5 minutes left. You need to call in. The number is 718-508-9813. If you want to continue with the conversation or join in whichever our pretender, we'll let you in to talk. But you better call in soon.
Love.
If not, BTR is going to cut you off. So call that number, 718-508-9813. All right,
hold
go
on.
Ahead. Continue.
Lines are open.
Do you think, another question, do you think the drone killing of the one Al-Qaeda suspect, he was an American citizen, do you think that was justified?
Was he an Al-Qaeda defector? In other words, when
it
I
was,
say that,
it was,
did he defect
his name
to
was,
Al-Qaeda?
I don't know his name. It was like Al-Awaki or something. I don't know.
Okay.
He was an American citizen.
But he's an Al-Qaeda.
If he defected to Al-Qaeda and worked against the American government, the American people, and had no problem with seeing Americans, innocent Americans murdered, then he's no longer an American citizen, in my opinion. He's a combatant. Didn't matter where he was born. I don't care if somebody went to grade school with him.
I don't know, because
we don't have the facts. We don't have. I'm sure the CIA does.
I'm just wondering. I mean, the thing that scares me though is that okay, they could say he's Al Qaeda, but how do I know that?
I see a picture of him? Well, we gotta draw a line somewhere in the sand here. With you see a guy with like Ahmed beard.
That's why we're supposed to have the justice system. It's because we're supposed to go in and we're supposed to, in front of our peers, prove what crime someone has committed. I think that's, just because the government says someone is a part of something doesn't mean that they are. They could just be, maybe he was. Okay, maybe he honestly was a traitor. But.
You talking about Bergdahl?
What?
No, not just Bergdahl. The other guy that they took him out with a drone attack. I mean, I'm sure they had to have more than enough evidence.
And then the one thing that got me was that, okay, if this guy was a traitor, also they killed his teenage son that was innocent in that drone bombing.
I have no issue whatsoever with if this guy. I'll tell you what. If it saved one American life down the line, if this guy was training them, helping them, working with the people that are murdering our soldiers, it sucks to be his son and be in the same car with him. That's life. I have no problem with them.
I'm
very protective of my soldiers, so I don't care if it was his wife and his family and his grandmother
was
with him.
Traitor, sure.
Yeah.
But it seems scary to me.
Well, life is scary. Have you ever been overseas? Have you ever been overseas?
No, but I mean, it seems kind of like
a different world over there. Where's
his age? He's only about 19 or 20, Mike.
Okay, we're hated overseas, and I don't want to hear, well, we deserve it because something that happened in 1066 with the Battle of Hastings. I don't want to hear that.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. What if the definition of a terrorist expands, and then, you start seeing other American citizens get killed without a trial?
Overseas, in a combat zone, or over there, I'd have no problem. Over here in the U.S., a drone strike? No. Now our laws can kick in. If they purposely left our country, if they've left our country and they've gone overseas and they're in a battle zone like that, over in where there's turmoil going, what are they doing over there anyway, dressed up and participating and fraternizing with these enemies of the United of the States?
If he was in a combat zone, I don't know if he was. They didn't really define that.
All right.
I don't know. It's touchy, but I agree. If someone's in a combat zone and they're fighting for the enemy, yes, they're fair game. But
Adam, what I disagree with is Obama running around with drones over in the Middle East.
That's what I mean.
And knocking people off at wedding parties, you know,
this kind of action gives me a sense of like a beat, an echo from like you would think of like
guys,
King
what's
George
the one thing,
or whatever.
What's the one thing that's kept
Israel
afloat?
Screaming treason and then throwing a guy in the guillotine.
Do you remember the head of, who was it, the head of Hamas that the Israelis took out with that cell phone where they switched the guy's cell phone?
I think.
Do you remember the story of that? How they were able to get a clone of the guy's cell phone, and they switched it, and the guy went to make a call and blew his own head off. Where the Israelis pulled that stunt. The Israelis nonstop have been able to stay toe-to-toe with these terrorists and keep them on the defensive because they know if they pull a horror show, the Israeli Secret Service is going to be there and pull a horror show right back. When you're dealing with people in a mentality that's like this, everybody judges the system, what's going on, the situation in the Middle East, based on how we live here and our values, how we feel it should be, whether it's fair, not fair. Scrap all that. You're dealing in a Middle East where they'll cut your head off with a hacksaw blade, they'll videotape it and send it to your mother. It's a whole different set of rules, a different reality. And if it takes taking out one of these guys at a wedding party or something, so be it, because I'll tell you what, they'd have no problem coming to your house and cutting off, decapitating every member of your family and videotaping.
The only problem is that
you can't deal with these people rationally.
These people that get killed by these drones are not terrorists, and they have never hurt anyone. And they get killed by
actions. How do you know that they aren't terror at all? So, and there are casualties on both sides.
Hey, can
and
I
there
jump
are
in
some
here?
Innocent people. And we can't go in there and abduct every single one of them.
And bring them
back here. They're not eligible. We can't bring them to trial here in the U.S. They don't have rights.
Right. And we've got people in the Middle East that live so far back.
Yes.
I mean, they are like centuries behind us.
Yep.
These people live in – I mean, they live in sand. They live in huts.
Yep.
You know, and then we are an industrial nation. You know, you cannot try to assimilate with them. They hate our way of life?
Yes.
They are so backwards and screwed up in the way they think. Okay,
and
I'm not saying they should all be dead,
there.
But if they attack this country, kill their ass.
Yeah.
If you want to attack
not everyone there thinks that way. There are people that do, and those people are and there are bad and good people everywhere. But
how many have you talked to?
You got to go over there. You got to go. You got to spend time over there and get to know the mentality you're looking at. If you by yourself,
everybody's talking over each other and
nobody's doing anything.
When my government kills innocent people, that makes us just as bad as other people.
Okay, then what happened with Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Do you think our government was wrong for bombing those cities?
To an extent, yes.
Then war sucks. You know how many millions of Americans and allied troops would have died and from their wounds
if we landed on the mainland?
Have you studied it? Really studied what the preparations, the Japanese, what they were ready for the landings? Do you know what would be involved?
It pisses me off.
You can't help it. That's life. Life pisses us off.
It pisses me off that the fact that we went to a war and more Americans have died in these wars overseas than...
You're not going to... That's human nature. You're getting mad about something that you have no control about and doesn't fit your reality.
More Americans died in these wars on terror than the terrorist acts themselves.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. Take a look at the losses we had in World War I and World War II. It added up, and you can't tell me more Americans died.
I'm not saying that more Americans
Adam
died than World War II.
Adam
I'm
and George.
Saying that the wars that happened because of 9/11.
Not me talking, dear. It's Mike and Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
More Americans.
But gentlemen, we've been on for 2 straight hours. Can we just take a break for a moment, if you all don't mind? Can I play a song. I want to play a song that George from Firefox News has sent us. I-95
yeah.
song, and then I'm going to play
it.
Another one of Thought Crime. So I'm going to start
okay.
with. Okay, go ahead.
Let me set this one up.
Okay.
For anyone who's ever had who's ever wanted to call a politician an asshole, for anybody that's ever wanted to tell a politician to their face, hey, you're an asshole. Shut up. Guess what? Here's a song that absolutely, positively echoes the sentiments of anyone in America who has had dealings with the government and hates every split second of it.
Okay.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight.
Oh my.
Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
I like that.
I thought you might enjoy that.
Can I share that?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Oh, my. I like that.
Now, mind you, there's a backstory to that song.
Can I do one more song?
I did that
before?
Because of my ex-wife.
Oh.
That's the real reason I sang it, because of my ex-wife. She was being a real asshole, so I did it for her.
Oh, I like that. That was cute. Okay, here's one for y'all. That's not bad.
Well, we got a huge...
There it is.
Yep. And those people,
conspiracy theorists,
they've been crazy, but now
they're right. Yes, well, right.
Can I get with 2.3 trillion?
trillion. When does a citizen become a civilian? When did the heroes morph into the villains? How can two planes powderize three buildings? These are questions that could get you murked. Politically, socially, physically put into the dirt. Many swear that there's some kind of conflict of interest within. The conflict depends upon what you're interested in. You can chant 9/11 was an inside job all day until you say the Mossad, and pay closer attention to Flight 175 and the odd cylindrical pod beneath the fuselage. Then it's 2 plus 2 level addition after you factor in the flight termination system and flashback to the cash that good rabbi stole. September 10th style, right down the rabbit hole.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can get unlimited corporate news.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can have any mercenaries you choose.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can steal a couple million souls.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can get everything under control.
The missile they hit the Pentagon, it was not an act of randomness. It murdered accountants, bookkeepers, and budget analysts. That side of the building was retrofitted prior to this to withstand bomb blasts, the nickname the catcher's mitt. If that don't give you some kind of clue why they blew the mortar, you should probably take some medication for your new disorder. If buildings are burning, don't ever trust a news reporter with 267 stories of gruesome slaughter. They'll never mention Dubs, Zakim, and Trillion stolen, much less missile-equipped Boeings even remote controlling. With System Planning Corporation International, the folks to see if you got some buildings you'd like to crash into. But that's impossible without the proper capital. That's why I'm asking you what you would do with unimaginable wealth. So much money you can't delve in it. Enough to buy 5 presidents and 12 senates.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can get unlimited corporate news.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can have any mercenaries you choose.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can steal a couple million souls.
What can I get with 2.3?
You can get everything under control.
Back now.
Yes, we are.
I really like that song, George, and you wrote that.
No, I did not write that. That was performed by a country western artist. I forget the guy's name off the top of my head now, but I did that on a karaoke site called singsnap.com.
Oh.
On my switchboard. You will. There are several songs that I performed as a result of that website. I still have more than I have yet to upload, and that, by the way, is one of them.
Oh, I really liked that. I truly did.
Well,
and that,
like I said, that was for my. I did that as a result of my ex-wife's insanity. She drove me up a bloody wall.
Oh no.
And that was after we were divorced.
Most of them do that.
Now, how would you know you haven't been divorced? And you're not getting
a wife.
Divorced.
Let me explain.
No,
yeah.
But I pretend it sometimes. Sounds good.
See, Mrs. Rec's going to kick his behind. I tell you, I'm going to have a talk
you
with her.
You know why divorce
yeah,
is
well,
so
I don't
expensive.
Want Mrs. Rec coming
you know
after
why so
me.
Expensive?
So I'm going to say this only one way I know how. Ron, remember this. Not all wives are bad. But then again, not all wives are good. There's a fine line, and hopefully yours is sitting with that fine line right there in the middle.
He has a
no,
good
she's
wife.
She's in
her
office.
Sweetheart.
She's
a
sweetheart.
She's
in her office with her headphones on doing something on her computer. I don't know what she's doing. I have no idea.
Plotting your demise.
I need to leave Mrs. Ruck alone. That's
you all
want to
know when I know she's real busy? When I see the UPS truck or FedEx truck pulling the driveway. Something's up.
Well, good. Keep
so,
on
no,
spending.
It's not good. No. She's taking off next weekend. I get to party it up here big time out here at the ranch.
Next week I'm taking the weekend off, folks, so I'll let you know now. She's going to be gone the whole weekend. It's going to be sweet.
Isn't that a holiday weekend or something?
I don't know.
Is
I don't care.
Weekend?
It's going to be a holiday
know.
For me. I guarantee it. Thank God. I need a break from this woman. Jesus Christ.
Man. You need to stop it.
Son of a bitch. 26 See? Years? Yeah.
You don't
hey,
appreciate
yeah,
until
Ron,
they're gone.
Wait a minute, Ron. There's just one small problem with that theory. Did it ever occur to
okay.
you that maybe she needs the same thing from you?
How about it?
You know,
I don't
she might be thinking
it.
The same exact
that.
Thing. That's why she has her headphones on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, no. Her sister's coming into town. And
nah, see,
go,
now he got
an
excuse. Nope.
No, well, that's
too
actually the real reason, but... But, you know, I hear now, why can't I get a hold of your damn phone? You didn't
now, don't go
call.
Back to trying
I'm
to pick in on her.
Well, why is he not picking on
didn't
her?
Didn't have signal.
Good.
It's a landline.
hey, when I, as long as he's not
yes.
picking on his mother-in-law, all's good.
Oh, yes.
As soon as he starts
trouble.
Doing that, I'm gonna let him know that my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, she was absolutely the best. She was my only mother-in-law, but that's beside the point. She treated
well,
me
I
like
and I think
like
I'm the
gold.
Best mother-in-law there is.
I can say the exact same thing. God rest my mother-in-law soul, you know. God rest her. She was a sweetheart.
Wow.
She was a real sweetheart.
I think I'm the best
she
mother-in-law
She always wanted me to bring her
is.
Guns so she could shoot herself, but, you know, she was a real sweetheart.
No, she wanted to shoot you, Ron.
No, she had cancer. You
she
know,
was
she
just trying
to
tell you that to make you happy so that you'll bring it.
Yeah, so she could shoot me. Yeah, trick me into it. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Only
all right.
Trying
now
to
okay.
tease you long enough to plan your demise with your missus.
Well, her demise saved my life, hey.
Oh.
No, that
no but
good.
I'm the
I
best.
Know.
I'm the best mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't ask my daughter-in-laws, though.
Yes, I want to know. I need some video.
Don't ask them. Just take my word
for it. I take
it
your daughter-in-laws would say, no!
No,
she's
they would
not.
Say no. They would say, no, she is the best.
Oh,
I need Brian Gumbel to come interview one of your daughter-in-laws for me.
Brian Gumbel?
Whenever my ex-wife talked about my mother-in-law... Being, you know, saying bad things about me,
mm-hmm.
I would just turn to my wife, my ex-wife, then wife at the time, and I said, please make it stop. You're making my ears bleed.
Aww.
Mom is a good woman. Shut up.
See? They know I'm a good mother-in-law.
My favorite thing is, you're killing me. You're killing me. Why are you killing me?
Oh, and see, Iggy's mom said her mom-in-law is very good to her. And that's good, Iggy.
See, I've only
now,
had,
I have some bad news
have
for
one
you.
Father-in-law, and
I
thankfully...
Have, I do have a so-called relation by marriage in my family that I
mm-hmm.
despise.
Oh,
I
that's your son's wife. Your son's wife's mother.
Yeah, man. Mm-mm. No, no. I want to be like, what's that one dude? The safari dude. The safari hunting. He's on a coffee can for a long time. Damn it. Safari Coffee, I think it's called. I don't know if y'all remember that back in the day.
What, the guy that
anyway,
coffee bean commercials?
It was a coffee. The guy was a...
The Ron...
I
the
I
know For the Colombian coffee, for the Colombian beans?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
something, but it was Safari Coffee or something like that. I can't
remember. Safari Coffee?
Is
that Kay Sanborn nasty cowhide mess?
No, not that nasty
I think that's
shit,
the worst taste than coffee in the world.
Yeah, shit. Yeah,
if he says
Chase
and Sanborn, I'm going to shoot him because I hated that coffee.
No.
Oh, my
I mean,
God, wasn't that horrible?
Yeah, Chase, it means run.
No matter how
much blue
I use, it still came out stronger than tar.
Oh, my
I would
God.
Rather, I would rather boil a combat boot than drink the water.
Yeah, it's probably equivalent to that. Oh, my God. That's,
yeah.
Oh.
Lord. God, that's a bad memory.
Dana Brown. Dana Brown was the dude's name. Safari Coffee. Dana Brown was the name. Safari Coffee. Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know what kind of coffee Mike used at the base when I was in the service, but I preferred his coffee over anybody's, including my own.
Wow. Well, Mike, what kind of coffee did you make?
I got a Keurig machine. I usually use that. I like house blend, the Starbucks house blend.
Uh-huh.
The guys at the base?
Oh, up at the base? Yeah. No, I don't have that. They don't have it in institutional size. No, we got a... It's a blend that's made that's, I forget the name of the stuff, comes in a blue bag, a good-sized bag. We use it, all the diners use it here in New York. And it's really
Colombian?
Good. You guys like it.
Colombian?
I think it's a Colombian blend.
Oh, okay, because I like Colombian and I like Arabic.
Yeah.
And I love
Last time I got Colombian coffee, there was a package of white shit in it.
African's
well,
got,
I don't know why. You're
it.
Just silly, Ron.
Ron, you are a definite loon. You are a Looney Tune.
Wait a minute, Doc. Don't call him a Looney Tune. He's not one of us, you know.
But, no, there's a chicken
earlier,
into my loon.
Earlier, guys,
yeah,
Iggy's mom will put a link in the chat
loon.
Room. Iggy's mom will put a link in the chat room, which I don't have us right because I had to refresh or something.
I don't see
I don't see it either.
Oh, Iggy, could you put it back in there again about the preppers? The FBI was coming after the prepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to
if
be a
If you don't
prepper.
Mind, please.
I wouldn't want people to know I was a prepper. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's people that they tell it, you know. I mean, it's just known. And then also...
Well, there's those ones
okay,
go way
even if you're not,
door.
Even... But you figure they're going to look at people on forums, even if they go back and they look at your shopping list. Because, you know, now with those, you know, everything for the coupon for the savings and everything,
right.
You have to use those cards.
Right.
So when they look
right.
at how you buy and then they look at how many people are in your home, then, you know, okay, well, you're buying too much. What are you doing with it?
Well, you know, the one person that predicted all this stuff, there he is right there.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
They predicted all this stuff right here, and it's on that YouTube, and it's sad to say it's happening.
Oh,
my God. He's my favorite my favorite political commentator. Right there.
Oh, it's somebody funny. George Carlin. Archie Bunker.
That was Archie on the Democrats. Did you ever hear
you
that one? The skit where
give me a minute and you will. I will.
He explained. He defined the Democrats.
Okay, give me one second.
I thought Gene Sampson was excellent in this sitcom.
Oh, that was
oh,
a classic.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Yeah, Gene Sampson was really good.
He was a good one.
I couldn't watch that show.
Oh my goodness.
Actually,
he said, I don't think anybody in Congress is going to be turning down their electric blankets, and if they did, their secretaries would leave. he came up with whoever the writers were. That was some classics on that show.
Yeah, that was funny. I used to like that show.
Yeah.
I couldn't really watch it because...
Yes, I watched it. I liked Archie Bunker.
Yeah, well, here's the problem I had with Archie Bunker. He reminded me too much of my father.
Bless you.
Thanks.
And the reason I say that is because my father, he was not exactly the nicest guy in the world. To certain if you
Uh-oh.
Catch me.
Don't say that. He's going to be waiting
for
you when your turn comes.
I was the one who got beat for it.
Well, that happens. What can I say?
But I've been working on my Archie Bunker impression of late, and the only thing I was able to come up with is
eat it, stifle yourself. And you, meathead, you.
That's all I can come up with.
What happened to our gentleman, the caller we had from Florida? Where'd he go?
He said he was sleepy. He had to go to bed.
Oh, he left. All right.
Yes, he left.
You know, I feel bad. I mean, trying to discuss, and I look at through context through the eyes of history, and
yes.
when I try to make a decision. So I've got something to gauge it by. And a lot of the kids don't have that. They're only gauging it by the past 2-3 years or 5 years.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, Mike, there's a reason for that, because a lot of the kids today are not being taught proper history.
No, they don't have it. And some of the stuff they think is new, it's not new. A lot of this shit's happened before. It's not the first time. And
no, but they're... And then also, you know, it's a lot of fear. I mean, this stuff is scary.
It is.
This stuff is truly... You know, what's going on today is not something that's really easy to digest.
You know,
I mean, Lord knows if I'd known this when I was younger, you know, it's like, oh, would I want to, you know, really want to hear this?
I'm going to show you something. You're right. If we knew this stuff for years ago, we'd... I'm going to show you something here, and it's relevant. This is the first time any of you are going to ever see this, and you won't find it anywhere. And it's a pin that I've got in my collection. I looked for this pin. It was a bitch to find it. I'll tell you honestly.
Oh, I remember you telling me.
And remember I was researching one night, and I said, son
yes.
of a gun. I found, okay. Now, look at this pin. I'm going to put two links in. I'm going to put the front and the back so you can see what this thing looks like. And then people look at, like, what Obama, what the government wants to do with arts, and you know how they want to control everything about arts and movies and First Amendment, and because they want to make it, I don't know what they want to make it. I mean, I guess they want to control, they want to interpret what's proper, what's not proper. Do you see this
mm-hmm.
pin? Now, this pin belonged to a very small group, and
mm-hmm.
it was a scary group, but the Nazis created it, and they worked hand-in-hand with the SA. Okay, let me give you this link. And what these guys would do, say there was a play that was going on. The artists were performing a play.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wearing this pin on his civilian clothes had the power to call in the police, 1933,
mm-hmm.
when Hitler took power, or call in the SA, and actually break up and stop the play or the opera or the concert or demand that books be burned.
Wow.
And it was part of the government.
Yeah.
And they hit it under, they said, well, you know, it's a cultural, it's to watch culture and make sure it's, it was nothing, it was censorship. And the Germans did it, and what they did, they tried to, they downplayed it in the beginning when they created this organization. They didn't push the Nazi rhetoric and everything. They said, they called it the League for German Culture and Defensive. Yeah, it was Militant League. That should give you an idea, militant. In other words, strong arm. League for
mm-hmm.
German Culture, where they had the power to go in and determine what the people would listen to, what they would read, what they would see.
Mm.
Scary stuff.
Yes, it is.
And Washington, I see the same footsteps here. When George brought up the thing with the First Amendment, how they were going in, and remember that article where with Schumer and how they're pushing to rewrite that? And I see them in the footsteps all the time. I see they're recreating things that have already been done, but they don't understand that.
Yeah, that is so true.
No.
Oh, thank you, Iggy. Iggy, put the link back in, y'all.
What link? I don't see it.
See where Iggy has, right underneath your, right above your links. Right above your links. If they find him, I'm sure we will hear that he was shot while resisting arrest, even if he walks to them with his hands in the air. And then she gives you a link for YouTube. Okay, Mike. You got three links down here at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't see another link after that under my
No,
screen.
It's above it. It's above it.
Above my three links, it says FBI officially begins rounding up doomsday preppers.
Okay, now go up one line, one more line.
Oh, if they find him. Okay, I see the link now.
Go down towards the end.
Okay.
I see it. Yep, to the end of it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But mm-hmm. see what I mean about that?
Thank you, Iggy.
Thanks, Iggy. So here's a government agency that was sent up to censor and keep an eye on art and music and culture. And I see them doing the same shit. And so, anyways, what difference does it make? That and 25 cents, I don't even think that gets me a cup of coffee. Oh, do you hear His Highness? He wants to go out.
Yeah.
That was the bark saying that I got to go outside.
Now I heard the cry like, so yeah. He got to go bad.
Yeah, he's going to go. I'll stay on the line. Don't worry. Let me walk down. Let me get both dogs here. And
yes, he has to go. And when you got to go, you got to go. He really got to go.
Boy,
I know that bark.
When a dog barks like that, you know they got to go.
Yep, they got to go.
Yep, I know that.
Go.
Oh, and person's rattling and everything. Get him out there.
Yeah,
my mother.
They're like, okay, it's time.
Yeah, that's torture. He got to go.
The shepherd's 12 months old. The lab
that
is 11, 11 years.
That doesn't matter. When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
When he got to
see,
go,
he's
got
trained
to go.
Well. He knows not to go in the house, so he got to go.
Look for the kitty with the white stripe. That's it.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. My mother had a shepherd wolf mix. The dog was huge. Okay? We didn't take this dog for a walk. He took us for a pull.
Yeah.
Okay? No joke. I kid you not. We had quarter-inch thick links. Quarter-inch links.
Oh.
That's a quarter-inch thick link chain to walk this dog with. Because he would break every leash we ever tried him on. We quite literally had to use a very large, very thick choke collar and a very thick chain to walk him with. And guess whose job it was to walk him half the time? Me.
Yours.
Now, mind you, I was back then I was a teenager. I weighed about 160 pounds soaking wet. This dog, no joke, and I was standing 5'11 3/4". This dog would stand on his hind legs and tower over me. So when I took him for a walk, or I should say when he took me for a pull, if he saw another dog and he wanted to go after it, forget it. Remember the old TV series, The Flying Nun?
Yes, I love that.
Do you remember what
that
happened
yes.
to Sister Batril when she went to walk these dogs? If I were anything like that, I'd be airborne. That dog yanked me he literally pulled me so hard, I couldn't stop him. I'm like, come on, Blackie, stop. God's sakes, you're yanking my arm out of the socket, dog. Hold the... Whoa, boy. Heel. Sit. Play dead. Do something. But for God's sake, stop moving. My poor arm can't take it anymore. I grab on with both arms and forget about it. I would put my heels to the pavement literally one day, and I actually melted the rubber off the heels of my shoes. When my mother took one look at those shoes, she said, George, we have got to do something about you and walking that dog. And I said, well, Mom, there's a really good way to handle this. Don't send me out with him. See, he won't pull you. He'll walk alongside of you. But me, forget it. I'm like, meow. Take George for a yank.
Necessary.
Never mind a pull.
You know, George, one time I took my son's dog out. He's a pug. And he had to go really bad, you know, when they start to try to scratch on the door, which he wasn't going to scratch on my door and scratch up my paint. And, you know, and I took him out, and, you know, you could tell he had to go bad, and, you know, he was getting ready to do his business because he was, you know, wiping his feet and stuff like that. Well, all of a sudden, he stopped, and he started pulling me back towards the house.
Ouch.
And he kept pulling me until I got in. Now, me with a bad back, and I'm just a fussing at him. You know, Pugsley, stop, stop. You know, come on, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. And he pulled me all the way to the house where, you know, even the closer we got to the house, he started running and pulling me. And this is a
I'm
pug.
Glad you guys brought up dogs. I really am. It reminds me. I need to send an email to the breeder of a dog I'm trying to buy. So.
Oh, my.
I'm buying another dog. I'm going to buy a dog. But, you know, usually I get them when he gets thrown out of the street, I take. But I'm buying one this time. I'm getting me a massive.
Well,
oh, you
if it wasn't,
you
if it wasn't for the cost of owning a dog, I would get me a small dog, because everybody just about in this apartment complex where I live has little dog to walk. And
yeah, they're cute, but I don't want one.
I went walking outside and I saw this little Shih Tzu, that, honest to God, reminded me of a cat my mother had. It was a she had a calico that had white, brown, black, and tan fur in splotches. We got it from the neighbors next door, and they named the cat Smudgy. So, well, it was actually named Smudgepot, but we called her Smudgy.
I used to breed Shih Tzus.
Let me tell you something. This one little Shih Tzu, honest to God. I'm sitting outside one day waiting for a taxi cab. I'm sitting out there. You know, it's a nice sunny day, just relaxing. This lady comes walking over. She's walking her dog. The dog slowly walks up to me, looks up at me, gives me the sad eye routine, right?
Aww.
And according to the owner, this dog never did that before, ever. So I had with me, you know, some trail mix.
Mm-hmm.
I found some of the soft chewing parts, some soft chews in the trail mix, and I put them a little bit in the palm of my right hand. Put it right below his nose. This dog stuck his tongue out of his mouth and picked up all of that with his tongue. Enjoyed it so much that this little dog, as small as it is, pulled the owner. It jumped in. I mean, it jumped. I'm sitting down. It jumped up onto my right shoulder and started licking me in the face. And I mean, this dog wouldn't stop. And the poor woman and I were laughing our heads off. And she looks at me and says, "Looks like you made a friend, George." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." Okay, I like you too. But look, I just took a shower this morning. I don't need a bath.
Yeah.
But no, breeding Shih Tzus and, you know, the breed line I came out with, you know, when I was done breeding them, was pretty unique, and it was pretty neat looking dogs. I mixed up a Shih Tzu with a bulldog, okay, and I call them Bullshit.
Ron is not right. Ron, you just are not right.
That's original.
Ron is not right. Ron, you truly are not right.
Well, it's like my neighbor had a Shih Tzu, my bulldog got a hold of it. And he said, "Hey, these happy puppies are yours." I said, "No, bullshit."
I like it. It's a new breed. I like it.
Yeah.
George, you're going to agree with him. You're not right.
I'm on the waiting list for my new.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Bullshit puppy. Well, let me ask you something, though, my dear.
Yes.
What would you get when you mix a Chihuahua with a Doberman Pinscher?
A Minpin.
A mixed breed.
Not only in a mixed breed, but you would get a little dog with a stubby tail and that is louder than all unholy hell. One of my neighbors had one, a mixed breed of a Chihuahua and a Dobie.
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen?
Louder,
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm just, you know, trying to, like, how does that happen?
Yeah, it looks like a whole documentary.
Well, how do you think it happened?
I don't know, George. I just don't know. Y'all are just, that's okay.
It's a real dog, Internet. I'm serious. Look at Minpin.
It is a real dog.
I've been Minpin to Google. You'll see it. It's a dog. An actual breed, and they're actually quite cute.
This mixed breed of Chihuahua and Doberman Pinscher.
No, that just doesn't seem right.
I have a mixed breed dog here that's crazy as fuck. I guarantee it. This son of a bitch is a Jack Russell Terrier mixed with a Chihuahua, and he's got a nervous condition. I have to have him on 5 Xanax bars a day, practically. Calm him down. Stop joking about that. But he's a fidgety bastard, man. Jack Russell's a very high production store of Chihuahuas.
Yeah, we'll get this.
He's got a buddy of mine bred these, and they're crazy, man.
Yeah, but check it out, y'all. This little Chihuahua Doberman mix, right? They let the dog run off without a leash. It was the most well-behaved, well-trained dog I ever saw in my life. One of the neighborhood bullies started pounding the living you-know-what out of me. Well, let me tell you something. My neighbor saw that, opened up the gate to his porch, and said, "Get him," and pointed at the kid.
Oh, no.
That dog went flying across the street. And as soon as that dog got within about 2 feet of that kid, it jumped in the air and headbutted him right in the gut. That kid went down into the bushes. The dog looked at him straight in the eye, started growling like crazy. And the only way to stop that dog was to actually say, "Schwenzi, schnell." That's the only way the dog would stop.
Oh, my.
And I knew the command. And I go, "Expensive, schnell." The dog got away from the kid, walked over to me, sat down right next to my feet, and did not move. The kid looked at that dog and looked at me and said, "You're crazy. That dog is crazy." Well, the owner by this time had walked across the street, took one look at the kid and said, "If you think he's crazy, and you think that dog is crazy, what do you think that makes me?"
Oh, my goodness.
The kid got up and ran.
Jack Russells are crazy to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Russell Terriers, actually,
Jack Russells are smart dogs.
They're incredibly smart.
Yeah, they're very smart.
But they're not easy to train.
My cousin had a funny dog. It was a Great Dane named Afro, and they had to keep her chained up, you know, in the yard. Very friendly to all of us and everything. We had a great time with Afro, but there was a three-decker that was a little bit down the street from them, and on the second floor there was somebody with a little squeaky dog that was a pain in the ass that they used to let it run around the neighborhood free. And this thing would aggravate the Great Dane nonstop. It would do, you know, on purpose, just terrorize. One day, I don't know what happened. I guess the chain or the leash or whatever broke, and Afro went after that dog. And that dog ran back to its house, ran up the stairs. Afro went right up the stairs, went into its apartment. Afro went right into the apartment, and the family was there.
Oh, my.
Picked the dog up, ran back out of the apartment with it. Everybody was chasing, screaming. My cousin came out, and they got the dog away from Afro, chewed it up pretty good. They had to take it to a vet. It lived, but my cousin said they didn't charge any. They didn't press any charges, but that little dog never went anywhere near Afro after that. Again, that was Afro was a big dog. It must have shocked the hell out of the family seeing this Great Dane come running in, pick up their dog, and run out with it.
And you said his name was Afro or Afro?
Afroditi, and they cut it down to Afro. But Afro was she was no dummy either. I think I told you this one, George. Christmas time, everybody was over the house, and my cousin's grandmother was sitting there. The lady was in her 80s, and we're all sitting in the room with her. and watching her. And, you know, you get an appetizer plate. You're holding it with your hand with, like, some appetizers on it or whatever, cheese and crackers and things. And the old lady's holding it with her left hand, and she's turned to the right a little bit, and she's talking to us. And Afro walked in the room, circled around behind us, went behind the old lady, stood there, and we could see right there. We're facing the old woman. And Afro's looking to the old lady, looks at us, looks at the food on the plate. Turned her head sideways, cleared the plate. The old lady had no idea. She didn't see it. She didn't realize it. None of us said a word. I had to leave the room because I was going to lose it. I thought it was hysterical. And I just left. I couldn't. And then Afro just walked away calmly, took everything off that plate. The old lady never knew it. Gentle, very gentle. Dogs are funny, man. They're not stupid. They know how to.
No, they're not stupid.
They know how to work the system.
Yes.
Well, you know, I have, you know, Jack Russell and Chihuahua mix dog. I also have a Dachshund, you know, like Gunslinger has. And they're super smart little dogs. They're a badger hunting dog, you know. But they are smart.
Uh-huh.
Judge, he's pretty cool. He's always got to go for a ride in the truck, though. God, the dog loves to ride. He loves to ride. Everywhere I go, he's got to be with me. You know, like, damn, we attached to hip, Judge, or what, man? But he's smart. He commands pretty good, you know. You tell him to stay. The only thing he knows is stay. That's the only thing he knows. If you tell him to stay, he'll stay. You know, because he'll chase you down. He don't care. I could be anywhere on his property, and a dog will find me. It doesn't matter how far it is, you know. And he hunts pretty good, too. I never take him out hunting, but he hunts. He likes to keep that nose to the ground and goes. He's sniffing. He'll sniff out something. But like I said, there are badger hunting dogs, what they were bred for, you know, hunting badgers. But, yeah, he's a pretty cool dog. They're low to the ground, man. They can really go pretty quick. He goes through a lot of brush a lot faster. I think they're a German dog. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's still on the floor, but I'm still up. But,
I don't know.
Iggy's mom
says she wanted a miniature pincher, and she ended up with Iggy's. I don't know. What are Iggy's? I don't know. Do y'all know what Iggy's are? She wanted the miniature pincher, and she ended up with Iggy's. Oh, Italian greyhounds. Okay. Thank you, Iggy. I got some friends that get those
retired greyhounds.
Yeah, from the racing? Yep.
Yeah, they raise them. They just take, like, big pets. And they're cool dogs. They're fun. Yeah, they're lazy, though. They're a lazy dog. They do get pretty lazy after they've kind of been raised. Which are cool. They got big pillows for them in their office. It's hilarious. Big old, lovely animals. Funny.
I always wondered what it was like for a racing dog, the life. If it was not abuse, like beating the dog, but, I mean, that's a lot of work for a race dog. And I wonder if that shortens their life. I mean, they put them through a lot.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
And once they're done, they were shitting them, or they chuck them out. You know?
Yeah, they treat them like fodder and just get rid of them.
Like they do racehorses, which is, you know, a
shame. Well, some racehorses get a pass here.
Ron.
Mike. Hi, guys. You're all done now? Good. They're all done. They want to come in?
That's why I want a backhoe. You know
what? Hey, Antoinette, how are we on time here?
We have 12 minutes, and tonight we have to let Ron pick a song to go out on, because I've been doing the music, and I know.
Because of Blog Talk Radio, we'll cut it off at 1 minute before the hour.
Yes,
that's exactly what they
do. So, Ron, pick out your song, dear.
Oh, my. I have such a long list to look at.
Well, you put a song in there earlier.
Okay. Well, we ain't going out right this second.
You know what's a good song?
Yeah.
You know what's a good song?
That?
I'm So Ronery.
Oh, we don't have that.
Yeah, you know that one.
No, but...
You never saw that from
like
Team America? Remember that song?
No.
Yes. What's the name?
Ron knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm so lonely. Yeah.
That's.
Honestly, you can do for me rocking chair, because I love rocking chair.
It's what I had. You got to look that up when you get a chance.
Oh, Okay, I'm scared too. Y'all scare me.
No, it's funny. Come on, Ron, tell her. Did you ever see Team America?
No.
You never
yeah.
saw that with
yeah.
the cartoons?
The
I forget what they call
yeah.
those.
Yeah, the puppets. Yeah,
yeah, the puppets.
Right,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I've seen it.
That was big in the 60s. Where they, remember those Japanese
yeah.
puppets they had with...
Right, right.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm not that old.
No, and
no,
I, look,
that
I was a
flick.
Child
in the
60s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Early, I was
yeah.
a child in the 60s, but I don't remember that.
I forget some of the names of those.
I probably have to see it. I probably have to, you know, how did something to bring back the memory of it.
Antoinette's a 64 child, and the song
no,
she
I
likes
was
is
born
before
65, thank you.
She likes Age of Aquarius. That's the song she's favorite.
You know what? I wasn't really into them. Mary McLeod and whatever her husband's name was, I forgot. But I wasn't. I wasn't
I'm
going to really
play
them.
A real easy, slow piece of song in the show.
And I'm going to post the link to that other thing for you, Antoinette,
thank
so you can
you.
Save it and watch it later.
Thank you.
You'll enjoy it. It's pretty funny. They're making fun of Kim Jong-il, whatever his name is, the dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty funny.
See, maybe I just wasn't allowed to watch television that much back then. I don't know.
Well, it was
and then I was in the country, so we were always outside. So maybe that's why I don't remember that at all.
It's a moving picture, Antoinette.
I know what
picture.
A moving picture is, Ron Rick. And I seen one of them things that y'all... sit there and watch. I think it's some kind of idiot box or something.
Yeah, the boob tube.
Yeah, idiot box.
That's it. I found it.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I found it. Yeah, that was quick. That was faster than I thought. The spelling was a little bit off. I'm so lonely.
And
yeah.
I don't remember. That's why I said
yeah,
probably
Jim
once
Michael
I see it. Pardon me?
The what?
Ron, you're going to stop picking on me.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Right. Are not right.
You have to... No, that's in the video, Antoinette.
Oh, okay.
It's in the video. It's, George, did you ever see that?
It. Y'all just aren't
I
right.
I ever see what?
I'm so wrong-ring.
No, but I'm gonna
I don't remember that.
Click on it.
I'm not
gonna play it just yet because
Team America was one of the big hits in the mess hall. The soldiers thought it was hysterical.
And this was in the 60s?
No, this was I forget when this is done over the past somewhere over the past 10 years.
Oh,
but,
okay. Well, no wonder I don't know it. Okay.
No, they're making fun
sense.
Of the style, the puppet, the style. That was
okay.
big years ago.
Oh, okay.
Nobody uses it anymore, that style, you know. But the guys in the mess hall, they thought this was hysterical. There were certain movies that the guys liked. Full Metal Jacket, that was a big hit. Automatic.
Uh-huh, I've heard of that, but I've never seen it.
Everybody loved that. Team America, that was another big hit. Robin Williams, live on Broadway after 9/11, that was a huge hit.
Yeah, but I love Robin Williams.
Oh, that live comedy show that he did, that was another big one. But, you know, some of the stuff, every now and then I get an officer that would come up and say, oh, Mike, don't you think the language is a little improper? The guys loved it. I mean, it was like watching a USO show. I'd see the guys sitting up on top of the tables watching groups of them. Well, you remember George. I used to have the TV in there.
Kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, how can I forget? Every time on my coffee breaks, I'd go right to the mess hall, grab a cup of coffee, and if the TV was on, I was right there.
Yep.
George, your voice keeps changing.
It
what?
Does?
Yes.
Well, no, that's not fair. I
see, now,
for
now
sure
I know it was you.
Well, I thought for sure that sounded normal here. I don't know. If you know something there, Ron and Mike and Antoinette, I just go through all kinds of stages here. If I don't sound like this, I've been sounding like this. And if I don't sound like that, you know, sounds like this, man. And of course,
Porky. What do you want?
Yeah, but your brain's still not working right because you're not telling it to it correct.
Porky, go sit down. You're starting to worry me. And by the way, your stuttering is rubbing off of rubbing. Now I got it. See what happens when I hang around too often?
Meh. What's the matter, Doc? Don't you like us, Looney Tunes?
If the Roadrunner starts talking, I'm going to run for the friggin' hills.
Aww.
Well, I beg your pardon, but Wile E. Coyote, super genius, won't let him speak. When he starts talking, he won't shut up.
Wiley, get away from me!
Make me want to do a lawyer commercial. Are you infected with cartoon carditis of cognitive modulation? Have you been infected because you were on a BTR show or your BTR host or a family member has suffered?
Show starting at 10 o'clock.
Damage? This class section lawsuit right now is happening. Call now. We can help you get some money you deserve, but we're getting most of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow night, my show starts at 10 o'clock, not 9 o'clock. Because I have a commitment to. But if y'all come to my show tomorrow night, real quick, I will play for you the public service announcement for Unpretentious-Ill.
Unpretentious-Ill.
It's a new medication out, actually. It's quite effective. It stops douchebaggery in its tracks.
Oh.
It's a household.
Okay. Well, on that note, y'all are great.
It's that time, kids.
Yeah,
we're
this
about
has
out
been
of
the
time.
Ron Rex Show, and we want to thank y'all for coming and joining us.
Yep. Come back and see us tomorrow.
Get that
after
one little ditty I gave you.
News show's over.
Pardon me?
Don't forget the ditty I gave you last night.
Oh,
there you go.
I won't, but we got to let Ron play us out.
But
we're
out of here. Here's a nice classic tune. I hope you enjoy. It's my cousin Azora and her little buddy named Tom Tom. Here we go.
I like that time in the bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once.